That's how winning is done.
What's that?
Are you not entertained?
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
Bad guy in little gold.
I want my money's worth.
He pulls a knife. You pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital. You send one of his to the morgue.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
Excuse me. Your balls are showing.
Bumblebee tuna?
It's about damn time.
I got a girl on the day. Anytime we have a date, but I love her. I'm gonna ask her. Is you wheels or is you ain't my baby? The way you acting lately makes me down. You is still my baby, baby. See my flame in your heart's done go now. A woman is a...
So, we just took a little field trip.
We did. Is that why you wanted me to come over here early so that you can go shopping?
No, actually, it just worked out that way. It really did just work out that way. My cousin works at a sunglass place, and she gets a discount.
Yeah.
But her and I were like a completely conflicting schedules. Like,
so you finally were able to take advantage of it.
Yeah, because by the time she gets home, I normally go and do shows. So right, I leave. Right. And then today, I was like, yo, if I don't get it today, I'm just like, come on, let's go.
You have the weirdest reason for wanting sunglasses where you're just like, I didn't have sunglasses for 20-something years. And I got a job where I was in the sun and I was like, yeah, I need sunglasses. Like, everybody wears sunglasses.
About a year ago, I had a job. So I guess about 2 years ago, I got a job for a year and a half that I was just, I was out.
In the daylight.
Daylight all day. And up until then, I didn't, and I was like with a computer, so I needed, like, it wasn't one of those things where I don't need a sunglasses. Like, no, I can't see the fucking computer screen with the glass. I can't.
The day you start wearing sunglasses, you're like, hey, have you guys heard about this?
Did you see sunglasses? This invention?
These sunglasses?
These, whoever invented this must have been derived from Da Vinci himself.
Yeah, this is an amazing invention. Actually, I ever since I saw this report on the people who make the sunglasses, like literally they are made all of every brand, like a ton, Oakley's and all the Chanel's and Coach and all that stuff are all made in the same factory,
right,
with the same stuff, like they're all exactly the same. It's one of those brands, it's one of those things where the product, you're literally paying for
the brand. Yeah.
The brand that's it. So like whenever you see someone with expensive glasses, it's like, meh.
Well, when it comes to sunglasses, I would say you're paying not just for the brand, but different styles.
Right.
You're paying. Even though the same material,
they look different.
They look different.
Yeah.
It's not the same. Like, Forrest has a great joke about the sweatshops that make Tommy Hilfiger are the same ones that make Sean John.
Right.
And he has a whole joke about, like, hey, guys, from the rest of the day, we're going to be making Sean John. So while you're making those 2 cents an hour, can you put some swagger into it? Can
yeah.
You put some hip, you know what I mean?
Let's put some swag into that.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is for Sean. This is for black people.
That would be different in the sense of because they're both shirts and they, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
for the most part, they're going to look the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Sunglasses are just different, I guess.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's like, and we had
I'm picky with my sunglasses because I have a big face. I have a big everything, but I'm saying you have a big face.
Yeah, that's right. I do. I got big everything. You hear that, ladies?
I just meant a belly. So then I just need big glasses to cover my face.
That's funny, man.
Yeah, so then that's it. Yeah. That was it. But we had a field trip and it was nice. We got to spend some
time. Just went to the guitar store. I was like, you guys do whatever it is
you do this douchey stuff.
Yeah, go shopping, Mary. Go shopping.
I'm gonna go look at guitars that I can't pay for.
I wouldn't though. It's for the same reason I don't have a PS3 still. Actually, now that PS4 is coming out, I'm just gonna bear down, man. I'm gonna hold on. I'm gonna hold out. I'm not gonna get the PS5 neither. I only like the even numbers.
Yeah, the even numbers. Just give me even numbers.
I got the 2 and I got the 4.
Yeah.
What about the 3? Fuck you and your 3.
Fuck you, the 3 and the 5. How about them apples?
How about
them fucking apples, huh? Dude, I went through a huge well, first of all, let's talk about the big story that broke last night, and it's been the all the rave today.
Yeah, the
girls that got found that they were kidnapped.
Yeah,
10 years ago.
10 years ago. Now I just today saw the video of that guy, that Charles, the black guy hero now that everybody's talking about. He's the new Lord Jesus, it's a fire. They're gonna make that guy.
Oh, the meme, the new meme. Right,
that guy where he was like, I was sitting outside. I was eating my McDonald's. Boom. That guy's got McDonald's for the rest of his life. He said that to the news guy.
I don't know if he has McDonald's for the rest of his
life. He got tweeted by McDonald's.
You think corporate? You think McDonald's corporate? Okay, did you listen to the rest of what he said?
Yeah. It was first awesome. Of
all, he was hilarious.
That was so great.
It was. My friends were like saying like, oh, they always interview the guys that don't know how to speak well, you know, the hood guys. I'm like, no.
He knew what he was saying.
In this case, it wasn't like, oh, let's pick the most unintelligible man out on the street. It was like, hey, let's talk to the guy who saved the girl's life.
The guy who kicked the door down.
Yeah.
Look, even then, McDonald's said, this is a tweet from McDonald's Corp, right? We salute the courage of Ohio kidnap victims and respect their privacy. Way to go, Charles Ramsey. We'll be in touch. From McDonald's corporate.
Wow.
That guy, that's so funny to me that he was like, I was just eating my McDonald's. Boom, someone heard it.
Charles Ramsey, that guy,
he was saying, like, apparently it was like pretty crazy that they were shouting through the door. They couldn't get
one girl was shouting.
They couldn't open the door, so he kicked the door in.
Yeah, they couldn't open the door because the guy had set a lock on the floor.
Right.
That they could not, like, you could only see her hand.
Right.
Like, she could only get her hand through. And dude, he said some outrageous shit that I was like, this is gold.
And it's not like he wasn't using, he was speaking correctly. He was just very, you know, very like casual about it. But and at one point the sirens went off and he like jerked around like he's like all jumpy, you know?
Yeah. Well, there was two things. Our initial interview, there was two things because I saw another interview.
Later on,
because that interview happened last night when they found them.
Right.
So I saw another interview for today that he was in studio.
Oh,
and he had a cap on. He had a hat like on backwards, and he looks completely different when he has a hat on backwards.
Because he had the crazy hair.
Yeah, the thing is, first of all, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, I'm sure you do. But if you want to picture him, he looks like the barber from Coming to America.
He looks exactly like the barber.
When I first saw him, the words out of my mouth.
Eddie Murphy's on the news again.
The words out of my mouth were, his mama called him Clay, I'ma call him Clay. Like,
exactly.
I was like, holy shit, it's the barber. And then he said some pretty outrageous shit. He said, this is the part that tricks me out. Like, we're focusing on what he said because it was so amusing that we're almost forgetting the fucking story of somebody being kidnapped for 10 years. Three women. Kidnapped for 10 years,
and he was and
cause, like Puerto Ricans. Who the fuck knew?
Yeah,
this is crazy.
And did you hear what he, when
there was no stereotype safe in this situation
at all? But he would talk about like the guy was like a normal dude. He wasn't doing anything that they never thought anything like that was going on in the house. He didn't know anybody else lived in the house because the guy would just come out. He'd work on his cars and motorcycles. He'd be on the back and barbecue. He'd have him over barbecue and stuff like that. Like, eat ribs.
Well, he's making me laugh. In the interview this morning, in the interview today in the studio, he said that he knew the guy. He knew his neighbor and that, you know, they would have barbecues and ribs all the time. Like, a lot of times he would be listening to his salsa music, and then he paused and goes, naturally. And then I was like, what?
This guy's good.
I'm like, did you just slip in racism?
He just took a shot at him a little.
And then when he was being interviewed by
the news guy did not know how to deal with that guy.
But he didn't. Oh, no, I think he did great because he didn't flinch.
He didn't stop.
All right. When he said, yeah, I called the cops, and then they came 40 or 50 deep, I was like, come on.
Like 40, that was awesome. No, and then my favorite part was then he's like, and that girl just jumped out and crawled in my arms. And you know, a white girl jumped in a black man's arms.
I knew something was wrong.
I knew
a pretty white girl running into a black man's house. I knew something was wrong. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Unless you're homeless or she said some other shit that was like, what?
I honestly did not hear anything else after that because I was laughing. I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like learning about the story this morning. I'm talking to my friends. I'm like, hey, did you guys hear about the story? It happened last night apparently, but it broke last night.
It happened during in the afternoon yesterday or some shit like that.
Yeah, it broke.
I don't know how you stay. How do you keep somebody hostage 10 years? And she had a kid.
Yeah, she had a kid by that guy.
Yeah.
And then this is what they're saying. No, they're not confirming who the kid is. But in today's interview in the studio, he said that the girl, Amber, was it Amber?
I think so. Damn, but we know Charles Ramsey's name. Yeah, we don't know the girl's name.
Yeah, anyways. He said that she told him, like, when she brought the kid out, she goes, this is his kid. And he said this on the news.
Right.
And the news even said, well, the authorities haven't confirmed that. And she's like, and he cut the news guy off. Charles Ramsey cut the news guy off and goes, she confirmed it to me. This was what she said. This is out of her mouth. She said this to me. It's his kid. And I was like, okay.
This guy is awesome.
This is, I'm like, there
this
goes.
So good.
There goes that whole protocol. Like, we're just going to keep shooting.
Allegedly.
No. My ass.
Yeah.
My ass.
I mean, man, you know, like he catches himself. Dude, he hasn't cursed on.
He kept saying, bro. And I was like,
yeah.
Say what's up, bro.
Say what's up, bro.
Please,
come on.
God.
Let's use it.
That
in
would
clip.
Be the intro. That would be the whole intro. What's up, bro? Oh, please. I'm dying for him to say what's up, bro. Man.
And he called out the name of the detective, too. Like, he's like, and then he was proving himself. He's like, I did this. The detective, I got his name, is the card. And then she said, like, he's like, all about it. I love this guy. He hasn't cursed on TV once. They didn't bleep him or anything. No. That guy knows what's up. They can't discredit him. Like, they can't say that, oh, he's just whatever. He's just a guy from the neighborhood that kicked the door in and rescued three women that have been hostage for 10 days. And he's done everything awesomely well.
He said at one point, he said, he's like, oh, how do you feel about yourself that you be called a hero? I'm like, I'm not a hero. I'm just a man. And one of the phrases that he said,
did you write it down?
He said, I'm not a hero, but I'll tell you what, I'm the definition of a man, bro.
Oh.
And I was like, that is awesome.
That is awesome. You should put that in.
I'm the definition of a man, bro. And then he said that if that guy would have been there, the guy who kidnapped him.
Yeah.
I just know his last name was Castro. And he said, if he would have been there, there wouldn't have been a need for a cop. There wouldn't have been a need for police. Because if we would have known that he was holding three women hostage, you know what I'm saying? I'm mad at myself for not knowing this earlier because I was hanging out with him, you know. Yeah. And I didn't know that he was, you know, hanging three. What kind of man are you? You know, kidnapping three women, holding them hostage like that. What kind of man are you? I wish I would have known. Had I known that, the cops would have been, all we needed would have been the coroner to put a white sheet over him. You know what I'm saying, bro?
And damn.
I
was like,
oh.
This guy's amazing.
Yeah. I was like,
Charles Ramsey for president.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, man, that guy. That guy's
the
awesome.
Black president we all really wanted.
We give that guy. I give that guy five bros. That guy's cream of the crop of bros.
That's what Amanda told me, bro.
Yeah,
that's
so funny.
Awesome.
So funny because you can tell that he's trying not to curse. Like he's putting on his church.
I don't know if he's trying not to curse. I just know that he's really like trying not to. Like I'm just gonna. Talk. I'm just gonna.
Yeah, he's like, who's gonna censor me? Really?
Yeah.
You know,
15
like,
minutes of fame. Here it comes.
I can't wait till they auto tune him. I swear, I can't wait till they.
But
auto-tune.
This is.
He's talking about eating ribs with the guy.
We're gonna go ahead and. That's a crazy story.
Though. That is nuts. Dude.
10 years, and there's three women. And why is it that one woman? They are completely negating the identity. Like they have the name, but they don't release a picture of the third woman.
Maybe she was a minor.
They blacked her out.
There was one of them was a minor when she was kidnapped.
They were all minors.
Oh, that's right.
They were all minors. Amanda was 16. Actually, Amanda was kidnapped the day before her 17th birthday.
So I don't know why.
Which kind of sucks because if you think she got out of work from Burger King and then got kidnapped, which kind of sucks because the last day of freedom you had 10 years ago was coming out of Burger King.
Coming out of Burger King, like working at Burger King.
Would you feel like a slave when you work at those places anyway?
So, bro, 10 years.
10 years.
Like, that means that if I would have gotten kidnapped, I'm 31. If I would have got kidnapped at 21, bro, that's your whole life. Like, that's your whole adult exit. Oh, my God, it's crazy.
Yeah, no, and it's
so much time.
So much, not only so much time, man, but it's at that age, it's so much important years. Like, it's not even, you know what I mean?
She never saw any of the Nolan 21- Batmans. She never saw Avengers.
Well, she's
going
to be able to see the whole trilogy
she's
back to back
see
to
it
back.
All. That's amazing.
Well,
that guy did her.
So
I'm sorry. That was.
My friend was. I was telling my friend, like, I was so amazed at them. Like, 10 years. That's crazy. I was going through that same amazement that you were just talking now. And she was like, oh, yeah, this reminds me. She's like, imagine how Durant. Oh, shit. I forgot her name already. The one that they found a couple of years ago that she had been
smart?
No. The one that had been captive for 18 years.
Oh.
And had two babies from the guy. And
Jesus.
And then it was her name's JC. JACYEE or something like that. J-A-Y-C-E-E, and I forget her last name.
I don't know. I'm not familiar.
But so I went online and spent all day reading the whole story, the whole Wikipedia page of the JC, the whole story.
That she had been kidnapped for 18 years.
18 years. She was kidnapped when she was 11 years old.
Oh, my God.
And she had been kidnapped for 18 years. She got pregnant. The guy got her pregnant. The guy who abducted her. Kidnapped her alongside his wife. His wife is the one that held her down in the car. The 11-year-old girl.
That's a committed relationship.
She was walking to the bus stop. And, dude, and you hear all this crazy shit. Like, the way they got him into the car, he pulled over and she thought he was asking for directions, right? 11-year-old little girl. He fucking shocks her with a fucking taser.
What?
He tases her. And then she's 11 years old.
Yeah. Anybody. I've been tased to the ground.
Dude.
And I'm giant.
Yeah. The whole story is crazy. She was pregnant. By the time she was 13, she was pregnant. She gave birth at 14 years old. He raped her with fucking handcuffs on. Like, it's a crazy story. Like, you listen to this story. You read the story. And I'm not taking it. I'm not trying to compare the two. Like, oh, 10 years to 18 years. Yeah. We just don't have the details. Yeah,
we just, 10 years. Give me call a me late. Break. Call me in 8 years,
yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah, ooh, fucking 10 years. Give me a break. You got shit.
The multi-ethnic range of this story.
It's crazy.
It's fascinating.
He had a Puerto Rican flag outside his house. I'm like, wow, that's... My friend was like...
that's what gets you?
Well, it doesn't really surprise me because if they're Puerto Rican, they're going to have a flag.
Right.
That's a fact.
That's what I'm saying. He's Puerto Rican.
But my friend was like, oh, that guy's Cuban. I'm like, no, sir. He's Puerto Rican. You should learn your flags.
Learn
your flags. He goes, I'm sorry. I get those two confused. And the way I said, I go, look, man, this is the way I remember myself. Little mnemonic device for you guys. United States has red stripes. Puerto Rico, territory, has red stripes. That's how you remember it. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, the Cuban flag and the Puerto Rican flag are exactly the same.
Except the red and the blue are switched.
Yeah, the stripes are either red or blue, depending on what country. And so... I told it to my friend, you know, red stripes, U.S. territory, Puerto Rico is red stripes. And then he says, oh, kind of like Cuba has blue stripes because you got like the color of water that you have to cross on a raft to get here. And I was like,
damn.
Yes, I think. Yeah, that's a better mnemonic. Yeah,
that's good. That's good. That's good. It waves. The flag waves. The water has waves.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
One star. As a Cuban, who am I punching? Which one of your friends am I punching?
One star for Elian Gonzalez. So then the picture of the shark that ate his mom. Listen, so
they should just put that on the flag already. The shark.
Oh man, that's great.
Terrible. What a crazy man!
Crazy. Like I can't. I was reading JC's story, and I was like, I am not. My daughter is not walking fucking anywhere.
I used
to walk to the distance between my house. And her current school is a same. Literally, her current school is right next to the elementary that I attended.
Right.
And I walked there every day for fifth grade. The same age as Casey.
Yeah. I was in sixth grade. I was walking from like about a mile and a half home.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a long distance. I walked 2-3 blocks.
With a cello. Like I wasn't a. I was.
You
know what? I played the cello in middle school.
Your parents just didn't want you to get laid at all.
I was 12. I wasn't thinking about getting laid at that point, but I was definitely. We got shot at by the high school kids with paintball guns, and I had my cello to defend me. Like I was grateful for the cello that day, but every other day I was carrying that shit home. Like, fuck, it's heavy and hot. I would be at like a shopping cart from like one of the random shopping places I throw it in there, and I push them like, what? Fuck, I need to do, you know.
That's crazy. I never knew you played the cello.
Yeah. Play the guitar, bass, and the cello.
Wow. Okay.
With strings on it, I'll play. A banjo.
Is the guitar not bass?
A guitar.
Is the bass not a guitar, is what I'm saying?
The bass has a lower range, but the stand-up bass.
Oh, okay. From Tom and Jerry. Right.
From Tom and Jerry. Yes, from Tom and
Jerry. My baby.
That's awesome. I love the music in the.
That's a great song. What song was that? My baby.
No, I'm just going to let you keep singing until we hear something. Come on, we can't.
I'm trying to.
You don't edit the. Are you going to Shazam your singing?
No, I'm.
That would never work.
Anyways, man, it's a crazy story.
That's amazing. I can't. I'm happy that they got rescued. I'm happy that it was by this guy who just seems like just such an earnest dude. Like he's just like, this is what I'm saying. I'm not censoring myself for anyone, but he's doing it in like a fun way. I cannot wait for him to be auto-tuned.
Is you or is you ain't my baby? That's what it
is. Is you or is you ain't my baby? You got to put it at the end. No, you can't hear anything.
Oh, okay, I'll put it at the end.
Yeah.
But I found it. I found a song.
Is you or is you ain't my baby?
Yeah. You recognize the song when you fucking hear it. You're going to love it. If you ever get to the end of an episode.
Sure.
Fucking asshole. Anyways.
Like all my little edit things, you appreciated.
I got every single one of them. I even texted you.
You hit the mistakes.
No, I would text you all the time. No, I would be like, the
oh yeah, like the commercial we did for your CD recording. That was one of my favorite things for that little contest we did.
Yeah,
we got to do another one of those.
Text you all the time. I performed at the Miami Improv this past weekend, and with Neil Brennan, which is cool. The guy, co-creator of Chappelle Show. And there was a guy that passed by, and he was a listener.
Really?
Yeah, and it wasn't Rookie.
Oh, Rookie now has to fight this guy.
Yeah, to the death.
But you can only have one listener.
It's a handicap match because it's him and his girl that listen.
Oh.
And she said it joking around, but I completely believe her, that he forces her to listen to it in the car.
What's his name?
I don't know his name.
Oh,
I
didn't give
me his name. But he said that he's been listening since. He said that he gave us an old school pick on Twitter. But it was like episode 2, and I'm like, whoa, shit. It's like, he's been like the whole time.
Yeah.
And he told me, he literally said, I've been listening to you guys since the very beginning. I'm like, holy fuck.
So, hey, man, if you're listening now, please tweet us.
Tweet us. Shout out, man.
For real. That is amazing.
I was like, this is fucking great.
He's been there through all the relationship, the fat girl story.
Yeah.
He's been through the
and his girl. Let's not forget his girl.
I kind of want to have him on.
Yeah, it'd be amazing. I was like, holy shit! Hey, thanks for coming out. And
that's
I was like,
awesome.
Yeah. And then it's funny because I didn't even put a plug in it for last week, and I found out last minute that I was at the improv. And then he said, yeah, I was surprised to see you here because I didn't hear it on the podcast. I'm like, oh my god,
wow,
fucking great! How cool is that?
That's great, man. I really wish we knew your name. That's dope.
Give you a shout out.
And whatever old school pick you pick, regardless of whether or not Neri likes it, is going to be the old school pick.
Well, we always pick them anyways. But just because I don't like a lot of our listener picks, I don't.
No, I know. I know, but you were giving Rookie shit. I don't want to make him feel bad either.
What do you mean I was giving Rookie shit? I just said I don't like the movie. Same thing I do with you. I go, I don't like the movie.
I'm on the show.
Yeah. What the fuck? I'm not saying you're a dumbass for picking that. I'm just saying I don't like that movie. That's fine. Yeah.
But yeah, that's awesome, man. Really, really cool. And his girl. That's awesome.
Yeah. His girl was like, yeah, he makes me. He forces me. And she goes, no, I'm kidding. I'm like, no, you're not.
That's
fine.
100%.
I'm totally okay. I'm totally okay with that. I force my wife to listen to it. It's fine. It's fine. You guys could share in that eye-rolling moment.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you playing? Oh, fucking Woo, bro. Okay, here we go. Jesus, here we go.
Aren't you tired of listening to these
but
guys?
But I've been putting music at the end.
Yes.
A full song. So, like, the last 3 or 4 episodes that I've edited, I put music in the back. So, you got to, like, you know, appreciate
that,
I guess.
Something at the end, little jam session.
Little jam. Jam.
Yeah.
Jam.
Man, I was talking about this in the car, but I wanted to talk about it. So, I have an agent here, right? Since I'm moving to New York, I'm kind of getting all of that shit together.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in the process, I call my agent. I'm like, hey, I'm moving to New York. Do you guys know it? Like, it's a farm club. Like, they're going to trade me or something like that to, like, some New York agent that they know. I was hoping. All right. Yeah. But then they were like, oh, well, we just got this new guy in. He's, like, the new agent there. And he knows people in New York. And I said, can I talk to him? Let me talk to the guy. The guy immediately starts shitting on my entire dream of going to New York to do comedy and acting. He's like, well, do you got a reel? And I'm like, no, I don't really have a reel. I haven't really had a lot of, like, speaking parts. I have a lot of extra stuff that I could do that I could put up there, but it's not really. And he's like, well, you need a reel. You need to show these people pressure. I'm not going to refer you to anyone. You're going to be wasting their time. I'm like, huh. And I tried not to be like, well, fuck you then. And I'm like, well, I do the comedy. The comedy and the podcast that I do is kind of where I see myself doing the most work and get, like, that's my most marketable asset right now. He's like, well, if it's not a reel, man, they're not going to look at it. I was like, okay, so you not want to help me? That's fine. You could say no. Like, I just felt like telling you, you can say fucking.
But did you not say that to him?
No,
why
I didn't.
Why did you just send this guy to fucking hell?
Because I still technically want to be signed with them, because I have they you know like if I ever come down here, if there's ever something that I could submit on tape or whatever, like I don't want to. I like my other agent. I like Laura, this girl, this my agent at the agency I'm at now. she's cool. She's always been super cool, and the other girl's really nice, and everybody's down. And then this guy's like it was so shocking because everyone else is always so nice, and then this guy's like, well, whatever. And then I'm like, all right, so you know, I'm doing the comedy thing up there. He's like, there's a million people just like you. So I was like, Jesus, okay. And then.
I would have been asked to be transferred back to Laura. I'm like, can I go back to Laura again?
But then I asked him, I'm like, so do you have anyone that you could refer me to up there? Because I could give a shit whether or not he thinks I'm going to fail or whatever the fuck his. I don't care what he thinks. I want the contact, right? So then I go to him. I'm like, well, is there anybody that you could. He's like, well, I came from commercial print. And I'm like, what? You didn't even come for fucking acting? Or anything, you're just commercial print and you're shitting all over my dream.
You mean the shit that nobody looks at?
Movies?
Ever?
No, there's plenty of money in that and that's a big industry, but I'm not talking about that
print?
Shit.
Commercial print, we're
commercial print, like ad, like catalog, like stuff you find in magazines and newspapers. Sure, that
fucking nobody reads anymore because not everybody really, has a fucking tablet.
Yeah.
Or the fuck is that?
But it's also online. Like people use it for different, like it's like for marketing, branding things, right? So, but it still counts. Like I would take a print job for always. That shit's.
I take any job. Doesn't mean it's not. Doesn't mean.
But it still matters. Like it all. Everything. I've learned that everything really kind of matters in its own way. Like there's an industry built around everything, in terms of like media. But then I'm like this motherfucker. But he's like, you don't have. You know, I'm not talking to you about commercial print. I'm talking about like. Acting, movies, TV, comedy, hosting, radio, voiceover. And you're talking about me commercial print? The stuff that requires no reel? It just requires a fucking headshot? Come on. Like, I was so mad. I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, all right. Thank you very much. Click.
I just would have asked to be transferred back to Laura. I'm like, can I talk to Laura again?
I talked to her. She hooked me up with two auditions this week. I'm probably not going to get them, but who gives a shit? Like, she's nice. I like nice people. That guy was like totally trying to... I think he's trying to big time me.
I think he's trying to one big time you and just he's trying to do the whole I'm from New York,
mm-hmm.
And I'm like I'm gonna show you what New York is like. He's like, yeah, stop being an asshole.
You know what
New York is like. New York has a lot of assholes. You know what else New York has? A lot of people who call out assholes. You're a fucking asshole. Yeah. Stop being an asshole.
That guy was a total asshole. I was like so mad. Man, any commercial print? Fuck you, commercial print. You don't know that if you can't help me, say no. Hey, you know what? I don't really know him. I could refer you to some people, but don't tell me what they are gonna want. Give me the fucking info. And if you book me or whatever, I'm still going to be signed to you. Then I'm making more money for you potentially.
Well, that's what the whole thing I have. That's the whole beef I have with the manager. Like I have I kind of have a manager now. We haven't signed the papers yet. She got me work. She already got me a
gig. Yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
But we haven't signed papers yet only because she's been really busy. But she told me, she's like, why don't you have management yet? And I'm like, I don't believe in, like, I told him, like, I just haven't gone out there and... Like I wanted like my dream, and this is my, I'm not saying this in a good way, I'm saying it my fault. It's been that I just wanted somebody who saw me at a show and like this guy's gonna make me money.
Yeah, it's like that Hollywood dream of sitting at a soda counter and like they discover that actress, Lana Turner. You know, she's sitting at
I never envisioned myself to be sitting at a coffee bean or a fucking Starbucks and then somebody goes, you have the face for it. Like, no,
but at least doing what you do.
But I wanted somebody to see my show.
Right.
To see my comedy.
Material, yeah.
And see, hey, it's clear as fucking day this guy has talent. Let's sign them. Like I want somebody.
But you want them to be like this guy's.
I want
talented.
Them to feel that way.
Yeah.
I want them. I'm not saying that's not what I feel about myself.
It's not a gloating thing. Yeah, it's like you would love to be someone to have that much like confidence.
Yeah.
You,
like
that. They're like, we want him.
Like this guy's gonna make us a ton of fucking money. And that's what this Marnie is now. She has been like, how the hell do you not have an agent? I'm like, well, it's because I don't go after people. Like, and I've heard a lot of stories about fellow comics and friends of mine who, like, they sign up for an agency and they pay money. Like, they got to pay money for this and they got to pay
money
for that.
That's always a scam.
And I'm like, I told her this and she was like, why? Who the hell would do that? I'm like, there's a lot of people who are desperate to get anything going.
They feel like anything will help them. Yeah, but it's not.
And I told her, I just wanted somebody who could see me, believes in me, and I don't mind giving you a percentage of whatever work you give me because I believe that we can make each other money. That's the whole fucking idea. And she was right. Like, we are gonna make someone, you have no idea, you're gonna knock them dead at auditions. I know how she's like my number one. She tells me, I'm your fucking number one fan.
Yeah.
We're gonna, and I'm like, wow, that's fucking
that's
nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
somebody
so
believes
great.
In me. Holy yeah. Shit, this is amazing. This is great. I'm like, you know, she got me, I was a warm-up comic for a pilot of a TV show.
Yeah,
a
couple weeks ago. That was, that, yeah, you told me about that. It was dope.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's a good, that's a sweet deal. Yeah, and I'm like, well, all right,
I'll fucking take it.
Yeah.
And so she goes, oh, I'll give you when we come back. When I got to finish up with the TV show, but when I come back, I'll set you up with a contract, and then you could take it to your lawyers. And I'm like, yeah, lawyers. Because I have those.
I have lawyers.
Yeah, lawyers.
So, yeah. And then you're like, so any Uber listeners out there, lawyers?
And I'm like tweeting, anybody have lawyer entertainment, lawyer experience?
Not, and then you have hashtag not a joke.
No, serious, for real.
No, for real, for real. But that's what, like, my agent complimented me. Laura, she complimented me because she was calling me and asked me. She was like, hey, there's like an extra spot to be an extra on this commercial. Do you want to? I'm like, yeah, sure. What day is it? I'm free. I'll do it. She's like, I love it because because it's different with acting and all those auditions things with an agent, like an acting agent, because she's not a manager. She just sends me out on gigs. But so all she really sees is that how often I say yes. I'm like, yeah, I'm free. Or if I'm working, I'm like, oh, I can't do it. But then she's like, no, I understand. Because she knows that if I'm free, I would do anything just to be involved, just to kind of get out there. So she at least she can't say anything negative about my effort,
work ethic.
My work ethic. Because I'll show, bro, I'm there. I'll go on audition. I'll do everything. You know, do what I got to do. And that's how she appreciated it. She was like, look, you know, this thing. And I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. She's like, thank you, Mike. You're big. I always like when you, you know, you don't have a problem with you because you work well and you'll do extra work still. And I'm like, still? Who am I? What have I done? I've done nothing.
That's when the clothes are like, oh, we don't have any feature work. And I'm like, yeah, I could MC. Like, but you're a feature. I'm like, yeah. It's a spot. Give me a fucking spot.
Give me a spot. Give me a weekend. Give me whatever.
Shit.
And that's the thing that's where you kind of have to prove your worth. Like, you got lucky that somebody saw you, that they did this. You had your dream just then.
Well, yeah. I mean, it took, you know, 9.5 years.
Yeah, but it happened, you know? It
took 9.5 years of, and still nothing but for yet comedy, technically
that's,
happened.
That, and again, that's not that common for comedy. You're not a cute chick doing comedy. You're a normal guy doing comedy.
Yeah. No, I'm a fat dude doing
You're a fat dude doing comedy.
That's, you know what I mean? It's it's different. If I had there's other comics that I'm like, have a more marketable look. You know,
but even then, like, that's not the point when it comes to comedy.
No, it's not.
But because now you know that they're with you because they like your act. They like what you do. They like what you can do for them.
Right.
They know what you can do for them.
So,
you know, yeah, they make you sing goofy shit and do bad impressions, but
I don't think they were that bad impressions. Man, present. I'm the last one.
No, don't. Please. That's enough.
That sounded amazing. It was.
It's not. It's,
the listeners think that we had Sean Connery in studio.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, rough. Just the way your mother
Oh, Sean, how are you? Mr. Connery, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yes.
Come on.
No, I'm not going to do it. I suck.
I get Bigfoot in here all the fucking time.
Yes, but the fact is that you have spoken like Bigfoot in the past. I've said two sentences like Sean Connery, and it's two sentences from a fucking movie. I can't.
My ability, I bring Bigfoot here.
Yeah, I've never
I have that connection.
Yeah, I have Sean Connery's answering machine.
The answering machine.
Okay,
yeah.
That's all I have. So, no.
He uses Dragonheart on his answering machine?
Why? Yes, it's like there's... It was like, how many messages do you have? I am the last one. Oh, it's the last message. All right, good.
I want the Sean Connery GPS voice. You know how they have
that would be amazing.
Why doesn't that exist?
Why? That would be amazing. I guess he hasn't hit a shitty part of his career yet.
Either that or like when you're driving, when it says, like, instead of saying you have reached your destination, it'll say, welcome to the rock. It'll say silly.
Don't do that. It sounded horrible.
It sounded bad. Yeah. I can't invoke Sean Connery the way you can.
Of course.
Say it.
That's understandable.
You say it.
It's understandable.
You say it. When he reached the last gas station.
You say it.
You say it.
You say it.
You do it.
Do it.
Do
it. Do it. Do it. Do it. You know, they have Vader's voice on that GPS.
That's what they have, Vader and Yoda.
I had.
Tom-Tom.
Yeah, Tom-Tom. I had Montgomery Burns.
No.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah. I had that, and which is the one that I had? My wife is gonna kill me, and she's like, I know she knows the answer. Fuck, I forgot what other one I had. That
was a cartoon character.
Yeah, it was a cartoon character.
Was it The Simpsons also, or was it?
I don't recall. Be honest with you. But regardless, it doesn't make a difference because now I have a phone.
Yeah. I would want the Barney one.
Now I have a phone, so there's no need for TomTom. I have the TomTom sitting in my fucking glove box, just not doing nothing.
I would want the Barney from The Simpsons. Make a left!
Oh shit. All right, so we went to the movies.
We did.
We were talking about that later.
I put the hole in the popcorn and everything.
Yeah, we will talk about that later because we're going to give away spoilers. So the last bit of this episode
is going to be all spoilers.
It's going to be all spoilers. So we're just letting you know now, right now. So
are we going to do the old school picks now? And then
No. We can still talk. There's still plenty of time. Relax. Take it easy. Why are you rushing?
Because
you're not rushing.
You're talking about structure. You're talking about structure. This is a new thing for me. I'm just trying to see. I'm like, oh, are we going to... You have a plan?
We have what?
We have a plan for this episode?
No.
Get out.
I like the fact that you told John Vargas, like, yeah, a lot of times we write things down. And I was like, we do? Like, I don't think I've ever written... Aside from old school picks, I don't think I've ever written some shit down. I've never been
what do you
like...
mean?
I've never written, context? Like, a topic that we're going to talk about on a podcast.
Yeah, you have. Like, today
old school pick. I didn't write that down. It was just in the news. It was just in my conscience. I said, hey, talk about the chick that...
Yeah.
The chick
that... I remember one time... Well, you did bring up the video. Remember the YouTube clip of the week of the girl that drinks her own pee?
Yes.
That you did bring... That you were like, we have to talk
about. Well, yeah, but that wasn't written down either. That was like, again, in my consciousness, like I saw somebody drink piss.
Yeah.
We have to talk about this. This is amazing. This is amazing. Oh, for those of you... Who've been asking me, the pet corrector works amazingly.
Yeah, that pet corrector thing. As a visitor to your house, there is a dramatic difference between the dogs then and now.
Amazing. Amazing.
You don't even need a can. You just got to make the noise.
Yeah, I just make the noise. I just go up. If he takes something, he took a sock earlier today, right before we started taping. And I just went up to him, put my hand out. And he just like did this, the thing that he normally would do where he kind of like puts his face away. Like, I don't want to bite you, dude. And then I do the fucking... noise and he drops a sock magically. I'm like, fucking yeah.
You're Caesar Milan.
Yeah. Fucking, except I'm not an asshole and don't mistreat dogs. Other than that, yeah. Yeah. That guy's a dipshit, bro. That guy.
What was the big deal with that?
He believes in the pack alpha, male pack mentality, which most dog trainers do not believe in. Again, to its core, it is effective to its core because you're going down to the biological animal instinct shit of like chain of command type of deal. But to the humane dog trainers are like that's if you read his Wikipedia, there have been so many dog trainers. There was a top rated dog trainer that when his show first came out literally said Caesar Milan has knocked back dog training into the dark ages, like what he's done. Yeah, that mistreating of animals, like the whole holding a dog in his throat and putting him on his back, letting him know that who's the boss, like that is not, that's fucking mistreatment of animals. You're being an asshole. And I know to the Hispanic community, they're like, get the fuck out of here. We fucking kick our dogs. And like,
yeah, you beat the dog.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's wrong, dude. I'm sorry. I can't. I don't beat the dog.
I grew up the same way.
I grew up with the whole, like, you smack it. Like, you know, not hard. You just kind of like smack it. Like, hey, man, don't.
It's kind of a shock to the system. Like, my dad, when I was a kid, used to flick me in the chin when I would do the, you know, the. All of a sudden, I'd get like a flick to the chin.
I think he was very upset that you would do that. Why would you do that?
You know, like when you do the, not the real cry, or like if someone's crying, you know, like if a baby's crying or whatever, you know, like a little baby, you kind of blow in their face and it kind of it's a diving reflex and it kind of shocks them, like out of the, oh, you feed the baby. I'm talking about like the annoying cry, you know, like when it's not a real cry,
you know, when it's them being hungry or sleepy, just blow in their face.
No,
they're totally fine. No. You know when they're wallowing,
when they're sleepy,
when they're wallowing in their own feces and they need a change of diaper, just blow in their face. They'll be fine. Totally fine.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like the sleepy one. If they're like cranky sleepy, you can do that a little bit. You do right here.
I'll talk about that on stage. My friend gave me a great bit because his son was born 6 months before my daughter.
Yeah.
And I talk about it on stage. He said the top one of the, you know, you print out the top 10 when you're a new parent. You print out the top 10 reasons why your baby cries.
Right.
And it's hunger and, you know, and dirty diaper,
sleepy.
Well, one of the reasons is he's sleepy. He's crying because he's sleepy. Like, what a stupid kid.
Yeah.
Just stop crying. Just stop crying and you go to fucking sleep. You're an idiot. You're crying because you're sleepy. Just fucking stop crying. Then you can go to sleep.
Stupid baby.
Yeah.
You're a stupid baby.
That was amazing. I was like, that's so hilarious. It's so true. So I told my mom that. She's like, babies don't know that. I'm like, yeah, it's a fucking joke, mom. Just take it easy. It's a joke. She's like, I don't like it when you talk that way about babies.
The baby didn't do anything wrong. Baby doesn't know any better. It's a baby.
Yep. I don't, anyways, going back to the whole animal training thing, I am not with the whole, I'm not down with the whole,
you're not down with the Caesar Milan, but the can, I'm not
down with this, but the can is amazing. That's non-physical. That's non-violent, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It is literally just a noise.
One of my exes had, a barking dog problem. So what we did is we bought one of those ultrasonic things. They're like, the
collar.
No, it's like a little thing. It's supposed to be for, like the backyard,
right?
And what it does is it emits like a high range frequency every time there's like a loud noise. But apparently,
why would they keep that for the backyard? Is that for pets?
Yeah, it's for pets, for dogs that bark. So it picks up a certain range and then it emits the sound in a certain amount of range that startles the dog. The dog doesn't like it. It's like a dog whistle. That we can't, I can't, I could hear the click when it turned on, but I couldn't hear it. So, then we put it in the thing, and my ex-girlfriend was very much like, he was like, you don't, the dogs are her babies. The dog, like, she was like, thin emotional boundaries with these fucking dogs. It would, like, before I moved in, they would sleep in the bed with her, and I don't know. It was just very, there was just lots of dog hair everywhere. I just,
yeah, no, trust me. We have a dog
hair problem too. Bullshit. But then, so when I moved in, I was like, look, the dogs bark too much.
Oh, you moved in with her.
This is when we were living together.
Oh,
yeah.
This is the girl that married somebody else when she was pregnant.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because we don't know her by any other way. So she was like, no, I don't like it. Whatever. The dog's going to get scared. And I'm like, that's the point. You have to scare the dog out of the barking. The dog's going to bark. But the thing is that there were two. One dog would bark. The sound would go off. She'd stop barking, and it would just freak the other dog out like he didn't know what happened. Like, he's like, what is this noise coming from? Like, he would just, like, hide. He would just fucking freak out. Like, freak the fuck out. And then so my ex-girlfriend would say, that's abusive to the animal and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, the other one stopped barking. It worked for the other one.
Well, we have
one this dog wasn't such a pussy.
We have one dog that barks a lot, and my wife wants to do the pet corrector for that, and I don't want to do it for barking because I need them to bark at times. I don't want her to get, like, I need her.
Yeah. Like, if somebody, I don't agree with that. I think that
they do, like, when we're sleeping, they sleep with us in the room, and when we're sleeping, somebody comes in the door, they get up, they run to the door, to our bedroom door, and they start growling and barking, and I'm like, I need that. Like, that's fucking, that wakes me up. Yeah.
Yeah.
If there was somebody else that didn't have a key, I would know something's up. Yeah. So,
I don't know. I don't necessarily agree with the barking. But if there's someone comes to, like, because the thing is, I have different experience with dogs. Like, my dogs never really barked or were that aggressive in terms of, like, people coming to the house. They were all, like, I had a dog for, like, 17 years, 18 years, the same dog. And that dog, it just loved people. He would assume that everyone was coming to the house to visit him. Because that's all. And he would just kind of run up and just be like, yeah, pet me, motherfuckers. Like,
they're just...
super lovey dog.
Well, yeah, my dogs are loving, but when they hear a noise, they're going to bark.
Yeah, they bark.
Growl. So then that's why I just don't want to knock that out of them. But that's the whole point of a fucking dog. He just alert you.
But we had our dogs for companionship. Not as alarms.
Right, companionship that you just hit. Yeah, yeah.
No,
you just
wouldn't
hit them and smack them. Yeah, no, it's fine. Companions.
You're
like a dickheaded friend. You're like Anthony Kiedis and the dog was Flea. And then you just fucking just go, fuck you.
What a weird reference.
Man,
where did that come from?
Weird is true.
Anthony
Kiedis just treated Flea like shit.
Why? Where... Now I want to know why you have this sudden insight into the relationship.
Anthony Kiedis' book. He talked about the relationship that he had.
I don't know. I don't know any of this information.
Well, he would be like, he did a lot of the, hey, bro, I love you. You're the shit. And then as soon as he pissed him off, he'd be like, fuck you. You're an asshole. And then that type of mentality is like, you're a fucking friend. You don't talk to a friend like that.
They're in a band. Being in a band.
Yeah, I've never gotten that. Man, I've never gotten that dynamic because I'm
keeping
like,
a band together for any extended period of time is fucking hard. Like that I don't know how, because That is impressive. Like, my brother's band was together for a couple of years, and it went through like three different ideations, like three different like lineups, like, because people found Jesus, people want to know, I need to recommit my life to Christ. That was the first one. Then they were like, this guy's lazy, just stop showing up one day. He's like, no, I don't want to do this anymore. Then the other one was taking over. Like, it's like there's five people in a band, four or five people. It's crazy.
I have a friend who, when we got out of high school, he was a band. He was in a bunch of bands. And every time I would talk to him, I'm like, hey, so what's up with the band so-and-so? And he'd be like, no, I'm not in the band anymore. I'm in this one. And like, and it's funny because they would bring him in. And I used to laugh. I remember at one point I was like, Jason, you just go into a band and you're like, yeah, okay, you're not doing this right, you're not doing that. And he like would take over the band.
He's like,
he would be that guy. He'd just take over the band, and it would work for a while because people were like, oh, well, that's – and like, he would make the band better as far as musically.
Right.
But then just the attitudes weren't – you know what I mean?
He's the Mary Poppins of bands.
Yeah.
He just show up, chim-chimity, chim-chimity. Everybody's fine and loving again, and then he's just like, all right, umbrella, and he flies away.
Yeah. Well, no, it would be like more like, you know what? We don't like your fucking attitude towards us.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Well, fuck you, because it works. We're doing better. And he's like, you know, so then
– It's funny because it's weird when you're like, I was in an improv troupe for a long time, and anytime you have anything that's a group dynamic that's artistic, it has a lot more, it has less to do with the art and more to do with the fact that you can put up with each other.
Yeah, well, it's all about personalities. Yeah,
because if you have like personality conflict, man, my brother's band, they were great, and they were really, they had a lot of potential to at least have albums and not be huge, but they were a rock band. They were like a hard rock band. And they were really good. With, you know, my friend Pico was a singer, and they all were pissed at the name. One of the guys picked the name. Like one of the guys was kind of being your friend. This is how we're doing it. And everyone was like, all right. Okay. And then it finally just kind of got away from where they were going to do it. They were no longer marketable. They got too heavy. And it didn't match like anybody else's like vibe, what they wanted to play. And then it's like they hate each other. Like,
yeah,
hatred. I always, like more hatred than like if a girl cheated on me. Like, they hate each other.
Yeah, I see a lot of like documentaries about bands, and they, it's just a lot of putting up. You know what happens?
Behind the music, man. That shit's for real. Like,
you know what they say? Well, behind the music has to deal more with like drug problems, and I understand where the drug problems come in, because every behind the music was all about drugs. Every behind the music,
and then
because
it took a dark turn.
Well, what happens is, behind the music was in the '90s,
right?
About the '80s, and
yeah,
everybody was fucking doing drugs about in the '80s and seventies. Yeah. Not that they're not doing it now, but you know what I mean. I think there's more of an awareness, like, hey, drugs really fuck you up now than there is back then. Again, this is coming from a guy.
Look at Amanda Bynes. So. Look at Justin Bieber doing drugs, smoking weed, and getting arrested. Look at Miley Cyrus smoking lots of salvia. You know.
That was a drug. Remember? I told you that. We had this conversation where I was like, couldn't remember the fucking legal drug that she was doing.
Oh, yeah.
And then
salvia.
I was like, that was it. There's like three episodes ago. I'm like, I can't remember the fucking drug. It's legal, but I don't know what the fuck it was. And then there's YouTube clips of people doing this shit. And they go through extreme fucking highs.
Yeah, they get real high. It's like a very hallucinogenic, apparently. I don't know. I've never done it.
Well, I'm just going by what's on YouTube, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. People fucking jumping through, like, fat guys in jerseys going through walls, literally going through fucking walls. And
wow.
They'll be jumping. Ah, he's coming. Amazing. Amazing.
I gotta see that.
Yeah. And it only lasts like 2 minutes. Like, it's the high only lasts like 2 minutes. Like, you gotta capture it.
Or something like that. Yeah.
Off one hit type of deal. It's not,
you can go back for more after you come back through the hole in the wall.
Literally. It was pretty amazing, man. It was the whole Savia thing. I'm just sorry.
You said,
I'm like, that's the fucking one I've been meaning for 3 weeks to find out. Yeah. Jim Norton's then girlfriend, I doubt that they're still, I don't know. I shouldn't even say that.
But
his girlfriend years ago told me about that. And she said that that's the only joy that she can't do, because she tried it once, and she goes, that literally it was like everybody on the YouTube, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And she told me, she don't want to put me on. Yeah. And then a few years later, Miley Cyrus did it.
Yeah, like, that's apparently a thing. But you look at these people, like Amanda Bynes. I had such a crush on Amanda Bynes when she was...
I had a huge crush on... not a huge crush, because I was already older.
Yeah.
I was like 20.
You can't be creepy.
I was like
20, was like a,
I was like 20 or 21. I had a huge crush. I had a crush on Lindsay Lohan back when she was normal, before she...
Yeah, no. Lindsay Lohan was... Look, if you see her in...
Watch her in Herbie.
In what? Herbie. Yeah, that's right when she's about to go off the cliff. Herbie was like the turning point when
she
started...
looked amazing.
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 No plastic surgery...
I had,
on her face.
Well, she didn't need any because she was fucking 20.
But that's the thing.
And
she doesn't.
And
but she
yet.
Abused. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That she abused her fucking.
I had a picture
skin,
of her.
Apparently.
When I used to work at the cruise line, I had a in my cubicle was all like magazine clippings from movies and stuff like that, and
yeah,
actresses.
Just keep yourself occupied.
Yeah, and I just put them all over the cubicle, and one of the chicks was I remember next to each other was an ad for Britney Spears. Vegas show that she was wearing the bedazzled Elvis Presley white.
Oh yeah, that was when she was. That was she was.
And then right next to her was Lindsay Lohan in a Got Milk commercial, Got Milk ad. And I'm like, well, fucking yeah. I was so I had a crush on Lindsay Lohan, but again, Lindsay before she. I like the way when people go, oh, was it you that told me that Amanda Bynes? You're like, oh, I liked Amanda Bynes before she went crazy. And I was like, or before she turned 21, before
yeah,
she
was
went
like,
through the fucking transformation of any regular 21-year-old that has money. Get the fuck out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah, she was crazy. But like, I just looked up Lindsay Lohan, and I went to go right in, and I said, in her prime. Apparently, a lot of people have fond memories of Lindsay Lohan in her prime.
You know, she lost, the lawsuit, she filed a lawsuit against Pitbull.
Yeah,
and she lost. They came back. That's the picture I had. Was it that one? It looked like that one, but
yeah, man, she was beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful, amazing, stunning.
And then
put your
that.
Dick away.
And then that.
And then that. Yeah.
Yeah, she lost the lawsuit
against Pitbull. Yeah, he didn't defame her. It's accurate what he said.
Well, he tried to turn the tables and say that. He's got shit locked down like Lindsay Lohan. He said,
right.
In rebuttal to that, he said that he meant it in a positive way, like she's got her shit locked down.
Oh, no.
So he turned the tables for legal purposes. But we all know how he really meant it. Get the fuck out of my face. Get the fuck out of here. She has it locked down, does she really?
She has.
Really? Does she have everything in control, Pitbull?
She has
really?
A lot of drugs in control.
Yeah, she has a lot of shit locked up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like fucking secrets and skeletons.
Yeah. Don't tell that guy. Don't tell anyone I blew that guy.
Don't tell anybody that I blew him. You're blowing me right now. You should concentrate on this. This is
Jesus. Mm. And that's and apparently Amanda Bynes is going crazy in like a funny way. Like she's like defending herself on Twitter and shit like that. But they were like one of her tweets was that she wants Drake to destroy her pussy or something like that. Like shit like that. Like she's like, that's, I'm putting it out there. Hey, Drake, if you listening, that like literally that's how she's, and she's,
dude, that would be
fucking hilarious.
Imagine if you got that tweet. Imagine if somebody goes, hey, Mike, I don't know if you heard about this, but Amanda Bynes said that she wants you specifically by name.
Yeah. Mike Mercado.
Destroy her pussy. And you're like, oh, okay, sure.
I will do my best. I will give it my good old college try.
Well, it's funny because
a gentleman's effort.
It's funny because I told my friend that I was a huge Britney Spears fan, still am, and she's fucking amazing and now she's hot. And then my friend was like,
"You still think she's good?"
No, yeah. You saw
really?
The X Factor last year?
No.
Yeah, she's hot, bro. Sorry.
Yeah,
she's hot. No. You didn't see her, so
I
can't say anything.
I don't know.
And my friend was like, "Yeah, now." Because there was a time and I was like, listen, if you're thinking about that time when she was bald with an umbrella hitting the fucking car and she was quote-unquote fat, I would love to have fucked that fat, bald, crazy bitch. Are you fucking kidding me? And then I'm like, yeah, you take away her hair and you add some weight to it. You know what you got? A fucking Britney Spears.
Yeah, yeah.
She's still Britney Spears. Give me a fucking break. Well, she was quote-unquote fat. Stop. That was normal.
No, yeah, that's
that
normal.
Was regular chick for that's, normal non-celebrities.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
yeah.
My friend,
that,
was like,
I never get like whenever they call anybody fat, I'm like, that's not really that fat.
Yeah,
like, that's not fat. For, that's not real fat. No. I'll show you. I'll show you some real fat.
I got some clips.
I got some mixed girlfriends. I got some girls on it on Twitter.
Got a girl with a blog.
Yep.
So I can't wait till you go to New York so I can put the name of the blog out there.
Why would you do that?
Because it's hilarious. And the longtime listeners would be like, fucking great. Gravy. And you'll be off the show, so you have nothing to do with it.
Kris Kringle.
It's going to be amazing.
It's gonna be awesome.
You're gonna be
I can't deny it. You're gonna be
1,900 miles away.
I can't deny it.
You won't be in the program anymore, so your name is not gonna be. So there's no lose for you.
It's win, win, win.
To me, and the audience gets a fucking win. Ah, it's gonna be great.
You're just counting down the days. We only got one more episode.
Do we?
One or two? Unless, I don't know. Yeah, I think two. We got this week.
Today's the 7th.
Next week and then the week after.
Yeah, there's two. There's two. Oh, we're doing a gig together this weekend.
No, I can't. I told Orlando. He called me and I was like, yeah, sure. And then like literally I found out that now that I'm leaving, all the family time is getting jammed in. Like they hadn't seen, like they're never, like I'm going to die. Dude, everybody.
I was so looking forward to that. I was like, oh, we could record an episode then.
I really wanted to, man. I really did. But then I'm like, fuck, I can't bail. Like they have, oh, your family's coming. We may have a dinner. I'm like, fuck.
You may have a dinner?
Well, no, they're making dinner. They're having dinner. But my mom's like making dinner. And then my family from Broward is coming down. They're like, oh, yeah, everybody's coming.
From Broward? Like, you act like that's so far away.
It's not, but they already planned it around me. This is the time where like.
Like the fact that they planned it around you and they don't tell you.
They did, but I forgot. That's the problem. And then I said, I went to Orlando called me and I was like, yeah, that sounds awesome. Let's do it. And then like an hour later, I'm like, so
crushed.
Fuck.
So crushed. Man.
I know, man. It would have been awesome.
It would have been. Amazing.
Would have been awesome. I know. Don't be let down. I'm sorry.
I'm so sad now. So sad.
It's brown rice though. You can still promote it.
I know. I'll promote it. No, I'll do the bumper and stuff, but
it's just not the same.
It's not the same with that. What happened? Oh, the Heat loss.
Yeah, that was.
I was mad about that for a while.
I have a lot of Knick fans, or there's like a few very vocal Knick fans in my job.
Or I delete them.
Well, I don't care. But look, I'm not the world's biggest Heat fan. I'm not the basketball guy. I'm a football guy.
Right.
So for me, it's like, hey, this is cool that we're there. And then every like, but being on the outside of all the fervor of all the like hype and all that stuff. They were like, I see like so much gloating from Knicks fans. And I'm like, but the Knicks lost in the first round too.
Yeah, that's the first game of the second round, yeah.
The first game of the second round. Yeah. That's, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yeah, but I don't understand. Like, why are you gloating? Yeah. The Heat lost. So did the Knicks. It's like, and then they're like, oh yeah, the Heat lose, bro. I'm like, that's 1 out of 7. And like it's just like the logic of that I'm being more logical than that fanatic mentality allows.
It's just the enemy of my enemy is my friend type of deal. So if my enemy loses, I'm happy even though I lost.
There are some Bulls fans now that I'm like, there's a couple that are like real Bulls fans.
Legitimate, right?
Legitimate fans. And then there's a lot of those people that are suddenly like Bulls fans. The same way in the Hot Girl tournament that I was just whoever was up against Megan Fox. Because I don't like Megan Fox.
Right.
They were like, in the last round, they were Bucks fans. And then this round, they're going to be Bulls fans. There's a lot of those people that are just, they're the definition of haters, you know, the definition of like, oh, I don't want them to win. And I'm like,
there's nothing that bothers me more, I don't think, as far as internet shit, than when a girl says, fuck all you haters. You are nobody. Nobody hates you. You have no fucking haters. There's so many girls on Facebook that are not famous. They're not comedians. They're not anything. They're not even trying to be famous.
They just have people they don't like.
And they're like, oh, these fucking haters. Like, yeah, you're a nobody. It's even worse when they're trying to be famous. Like, if you're trying to be a comic or you're trying to be, you know, whatever.
Right.
You're like, are you haters? Like, nobody hates you.
You haven't earned the right to have haters.
Nobody fucking cares about you.
The reason why
it's mostly women. There's a lot of dudes, too. I mean, they're all fucking, you know, like, fuck these haters. Like, you don't have haters, bro.
What hustle? But I don't understand.
Where are you coming from that you think?
The Heat are worthy of haters. Like, yes. They have haters because they won last year and they were destroying people this year and they were, you know, like they're good.
Right.
That's how but they're good and I've proved it.
And they're famous.
And it's a fucking NBA team, of
like,
course.
I don't understand people who come like, these bitches that be on my Twitter, like, shut up. Shut up.
Like, well, the thing is that, and you know what, we're going to get into like the big idea of it, is that these people because Twitter and like Facebook and social media have made it very easy for people to just assume that they are important. Like, everybody assumes that because I have this many Twitter followers that you're, Well, you don't do anything.
And it's not only that, but it's like they like, oh, whatever. They do this thing where I have to comment about everything.
That's true.
Yeah. That shit annoys me. It's like the bombing in Boston. I have to comment. No, you don't have to if you don't want to.
Yeah.
You don't have to comment.
Oh, nobody, that.
Nobody I gives a. To. Yeah, I have to comment. Oh, they found the two girls. I have to comment. You don't have to.
Who's
comment.
Who's tuning into you?
No, you don't have to comment about this. And I find this true even with legitimate famous people. Anthony Jeselnik got in trouble because he tweeted something about the Boston bombing. And then he deleted it. And then whatever.
Well, I mean, but he's the guy to say horrible shit. Like, that's his, yeah. That's his thing.
But I'm like, you don't have to. Like, I feel as if there's some things that are said just for the sake of saying it.
Yeah.
On social media. Like, I'm saying this because this is the hot topic right now. Like, shut the fuck up. Yeah, you don't have to say anything. If you don't want to, nobody's listening to you. Who gives a fuck?
A lot of that. And look, realistically, that's how probably people feel about. I that's how I feel about myself, too. Like, unless I have something funny to say, like I want that Boston Market thing that I wanted to say after the Boston Market.
So great.
I didn't say it because I'm like, that's kind of insensitive. But in my mind, I'm like, that's funny. I want someone to hear it.
Well, I did the Chris Cross thing last week.
Yeah.
And I loved it. Those are the first funny tweets that I could get. Like, I'm like, oh, that's a great tweet.
I love my tweets.
I love my mean tweets because I'm not a mean guy, but I'm like, that's just a funny joke that wrote itself there.
Yeah, they were pretty good. The defibrillator one guy.
Yeah.
Not just because I'm medical, but that one was funny.
Like, my brother was like, I just pictured that guy putting the defibrillator on his back and just getting shocked on his back. His like, that's fucking. Oh shit! Did you hear this guy? The Batman Dark Knight the Dark Knight shooter,
the Aurora.
Yeah,
the one in Colorado.
Yeah, I refuse to say his name. He's planning to plead insanity.
Well,
that's plausible.
Yeah, I mean,
that sounds believable.
What other thing could he have pled?
You know,
it wasn't me. We caught you. you know, like there's nothing else he could
yeah,
say.
Yeah, like you.
Guilty.
It's like I like the fact that insanity could be a plea, like not guilty for reason of insanity. What? But you still did it. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Like it's not.
You still shot a bunch of people, right?
Right. No, you still shot.
Right. You shot a bunch of people.
Oh, it's because it doesn't matter why.
No. Yeah.
It doesn't matter why. It's not like there's no difference between you shooting them because you're crazy and you shooting them because each one of them individually told you to go fuck your mother. Like, there's no difference. You're still fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You still shot a bunch of people.
You have to be crazy to shoot people.
Yes.
You have to be crazy.
Not crazy.
To shoot a person like that's not in defense of your own life.
Defense of your life.
You're crazy. So you're guilty of murder.
You're adding that little specific.
Yeah.
You know.
Really, he was wearing like head to toe body armor.
He's not crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Motherfucker's nuts.
You made the broad statement. You painted there with a pretty broad brush. You said you have to be crazy to shoot a human being.
Not to shoot a human being, but to murder a human being with a gun. To murder anybody, you have to be crazy. To murder.
Is it still murder if it's self defense? Is that murder?
No.
Technically, they're dead, and you did. Yeah,
but I'm talking about murder in the way that the law describes murder, with intent to kill.
Okay.
You have to intend to kill someone. When you defend... one of the things
if somebody breaks into your house and kills your family, you intend to kill him.
Yes.
Is that murder?
Yes.
So you murder somebody that... It's still self-defense, though. So is that still crazy?
Was your life still in danger?
Yeah. If your life is still... If they're still in your home... It was a home invasion. They killed your family.
But let's say...
I'm sorry. I just saw Universal Soldier. I just saw Universal Soldier. What was the last one that came out?
Day of Reckoning.
Day of Reckoning. What a piece of shit. And I saw... And they do a home invasion. They break into your house. They kill two people. They kill two of your loved ones. You're still in the house. They're still in the house. You're still fearful for your life. You kill them. That's murder. You intended to kill them because they killed your family and they broke into your house.
Yes.
So you intended to kill him. So
look, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not the guy that's going to be reading your contract.
But is that still crazy?
Yes.
I don't think that's crazy.
It's momentary. Yeah, man, you went nuts. You go crazy. You kill somebody.
I don't think you
fear. Fear makes you crazy. But I'm just saying that it's not.
Fear leads to anger.
Anger, yeah. Oh, you're going to make me go there.
Huh?
And it was May the 4th be with you. And then now they're starting the new May the 4th be with you. Then it was Cinco de Mayo. And then Monday was Revenge of the 6th. I like it.
Yeah, no.
It's so clever.
Oh, no, it's not.
The 6th.
No.
Like the Sith, But with an X
like,
in
like
there.
A fourth.
May the like fourth be with you.
It's like a force, but not. I'm like, I thought it was cute 3 years ago. And now with the humongous, with the enormous amount of memes that have come out. Well, where it's like, fuck, stop.
They've made
You're
it
so
the official,
fucking annoying.
They've made it the official Star Wars day. Like Star Wars
Great.
Appreciation.
I don't need a fucking billion memes to remind me. Stop. They're not creative.
Well,
I got really angry. I woke up on fucking Saturday and everything on Instagram was just May the 4th.
Well, that's your choice for going on Instagram. You know what's coming. You know.
I was just glad I was able to find that meme. Which about one? Batman slapping fucking Robin. Like, hey, Robin saying, hey, it's May the 4th. Bah! No. Shut up. That was my May the 4th meme.
That was May the 4th. A lot of people were hating on it, but who cares? I still love it.
Of course.
I've been trying to get in contact with your dude for the tattoo, for the Star Wars tattoo.
Well, he's on vacation right now. Oh. He's in Disney World right now. You like anything with Star Wars. You would defend anything with Star Wars. Even if you don't like it, you'll still defend it.
Well, it's the same way. Okay. How much time are we? Are we going to get into the movie?
Well, that's fine.
No,
yeah, I know. Keep going.
Well, no, my thing is that, like, yeah, I like that.
You're like you know, I don't like you when you're like this. You're like a pushy escort who's just like, we've been at this for 57 minutes, or are you gonna? Just let me finish. Just let me finish. Don't fucking let me finish.
Has this happened to you before?
No, I just.
Is this out of personal experience?
No, I just like the fact that a lot of escorts are like, I won't rush you. I'm like, is that a problem?
I don't.
Is that? Do you have to, like, there are a lot of fucking clients that don't.
They get the wrap it up light? Like, yeah, how long is like, that guy last? That guy's lasting.
I always laugh. I've always laughed at that. I'm like, when they, in like movies like Pretty Woman, where it's like, oh, for the hour. I'm like, is there a timer? Is there like something that's fucking like, what?
Is there a timer?
Yeah. Like,
I don't know.
I want to know.
That's a good ballad. Like, all of a sudden, it's like.
They put a fucking DVD in, and they're like, when Dexter's done, we're done. like, all right. Well, whatever.
I don't know, man. But that sounded personal.
It wasn't personal at all. I just thought it was funny.
The Star Wars thing, it's something
I don't like
that
the fact that you've incepted this shit into my wife's head now. What? And she's going to be like, have you been with an escort? Like, that's not, now you accepted it.
You insult the Star Wars. You bring the fury. You understand what I'm saying? Bring the rain.
Bring the rain.
That's it. That's that. You insult Star Wars.
All right.
No, but it's not even that it's Star Wars. Like that. Is that
you insult Star Wars. I fuck with your marriage.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
That's the way it works. That's how serious I take this. I live for this.
That's the Miami way. It's like, Jesus.
Go nuclear right off the bat.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, this guy shot me with a slingshot. Launch the nukes.
Jesus.
That's what I do.
He puts one of yours.
You put him one of his in the morgue. No, but like with Star Wars, I like anything that I love that world and how it like it makes people like I love mashups also. I don't know if you know, but I post a lot of stuff that's like mashed up of two different things. Like I just saw one that it's awesome. It's like the old guy from Up and his wife and the girl and when they're older before she dies and I cried.
Who didn't?
As the Joker and Harley Quinn. And I like that. That's really cool. I like when you mash up two different things. Like I just posted the. Have you heard the new Daft Punk song?
Yeah,
I love that song.
It's gonna be the end.
Good.
I that's one thing I wrote down. I was like, I heard that song this past week for the first time because I don't listen to a lot of terrestrial radio.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't listen to this shit. So I happen to be in a rental car now because I ran over a fucking alligator.
Why did you not? What?
Yeah, I ran over an alligator on the way back from Marco Island a couple weeks ago.
Holy shit!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
again.
So there's damage to the car. No, it was only once.
That's the first time you I did that.
Yeah, and it's there's been damage to the AC condenser and the bumper and all that shit there. And so I took it in and they gave me a rental, but the rental doesn't have the USB for the phone. So I can't listen to the podcast that I normally listen to all the podcasts. So I'm listening to the rest of the radio. Long way just to get to the fact that I fucking listened to the radio, heard the song, Shazammed it, fucking bought it right then and there. Like, this song is shit.
You want to know why? Real instruments.
That's why. It's not like I don't like any music without real instruments.
No. I like Daft Punk because they're creative.
I've only heard two songs of them.
Yeah.
The one that...
Tron. Well, they did all of Tron
Legacy. The one that Kanye West remade.
Yes. The
bigger, which is basically faster. Yeah, which is basically their song just with yeah. rap lyrics. I'm like, I'm like, oh, the remix. I'm like, that's, there's no remix. It's just you singing over their song.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The beat's exactly the same as their yeah. song. Like,
I don't, that is the instrumental track to your song.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you're doing. There's no remix. Yeah. You flat out stole the song. Is what you're doing.
Yeah.
So
like Puffy and the "I'm Missing You" song.
Right. Or even then, that the "Missing You" song had different the beats were different.
The beat was different, but yeah. it's basically
I get same. It. I'm not saying, but that's why they said, but they didn't call it a remix. They called it a sample.
A sample. Right. Yeah.
This he wasn't pawning it off as his own song.
No.
He was like, hey, this is a, and
no. Kanye was like, Kanye look was, at yeah, this beat. I'm
look at this new beat. Like the beat that's the already song? Been made.
Which I like. Songs? I like that. I like Daft Punk a lot. And
but I've only heard two songs. So from those two songs, I like them a lot.
Yeah. Like, I would consider themselves great producers. Those guys are really, really creative guys. And I like now that, they switched it up. Because their last album was, very, they did the Tron soundtrack. That's one of my favorite soundtracks. Like, that movie is basically just a music video.
Better than Gladiator soundtrack?
Well, the Gladiator, I'm making a point that... They didn't do the Gladiator. No, Daft Punk did not do the Gladiator.
No, it was, what's her name? what's her name?
Gladiator soundtrack.
The Gladiator soundtrack was done by, there's two. There's the soundtrack and then there's the score. The score was done by Hans Zimmer.
Right. And I'm talking about who's she?
The soundtrack is done by...
Is it a song?
Yeah, yeah. That chick that does all the weird noises. Or the weird
Bjork?
No, man. That's going to kill me. Go ahead, continue.
The chick that does the weird noises.
Yeah, she does all the weird...
Imogen Heap.
You're an ass.
I don't know what world you're talking about. There's a lot of indie people women that make noise. Bjork is one of them. Lady Gaga. I don't know.
This is before Lady Gaga.
I know. Right? I have no idea. They did a Glass song for Gladiator?
They did a bunch of songs. No, it wasn't like words. It was, fuck, man. Son of a bitch.
He's so stressed.
Fuck you. It bothers me so much that I gotta
look at. Look, I'm not. You don't stump me all the time, so I have no idea what this is.
What's the? Man, it's gonna kill me. I can't find it. I'm not gonna go through this shit. All I'm right. gonna make the listeners sit through this.
Fucking... No, don't, please. but yeah, Daft Punk come out with they did the Tron soundtrack, which is amazing. And then I like a lot of that soundtrack. And then they're working with Nile Rodgers, who's this guy. The 70s funk guy.
Right, right, right.
And I loved the sound of this song. And then, like, it's so funky at the beginning, and then it kicks in, and you hear their, voice tweaks and all the techno stuff comes in at the end. Like, right, and then when it kicks in, I'm like, this is a good mix of things. I like it. It's a great fucking song.
You'll hear it at the end of the podcast. I just posted up.
They did the 8-bit version. Someone did, the 8-bit version, and I was like, I like to imagine that this is what Daft Punk sounded like as children. Like the kid version of Daft Punk is 8-bit Daft Punk.
It's pretty great.
It really is.
You know what other band is pretty good that I've been listening to? Is Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, like off the air, I'll play a couple of songs on them. They're great, man.
Music is one of those things that now there's so many, like a million different things that you could be listening to that are amazing, but you don't know about it. So if you find something new, it's like you discover music now.
Yeah.
But it's not just radio anymore. Like you telling me that, Ben, I'll look it up, and if I like it.
Whatever. Well, Imagine Dragons has been on the radio.
I don't listen to the radio. I don't know, exactly.
Anyways, all right. So let's get into the old school picks before we get into... So hold on. Give me 1 minute. Let's get into that now. Oh, shit. Before we get into that... It's funny because we just came from buying my sunglasses, right? We were at the mall just now. And I come home and I show my wife. And my wife goes, I'm not a fan. I don't like it. I go, really? She goes, no, I don't like it. It looks like RoboCop. And I'm like, so are you saying you don't like it or that it's the best thing on earth?
Yeah.
I don't understand. These two are conflicting reports. I don't understand.
You're saying you don't like it because... Now I have a raw sexual energy of RoboCop that now you think I'm too cool and you're no longer good enough for me?
I don't understand.
She
literally said that. She goes, I don't like
it. You value yourself less because I now look like RoboCop?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
She goes, I don't, she goes, I don't, she goes, no, I'm not a fan. Yeah, you kind of look like RoboCop. I'm like, I literally said, awesome, thanks. I like them even better now. Like, this is amazing.
Like, you didn't hear the part where she doesn't like it. You hear like, blah, 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 you look like RoboCop. What? That's awesome.
That is great, man.
Sweet.
Ironically enough, and this is a true story, that conversation just happened an hour ago before when we walked in from the mall with my sunglasses. And ironically enough, yesterday I spent an entire day on YouTube. First of all, I was trying to look up RoboCop. Because I was gonna make that my old school pick.
RoboCop?
Right? RoboCop. And then I'm trying to fucking find the movie on YouTube, on Netflix, not there. And fucking, you know, the problem with RoboCop is the same problem that I'm having with Best of the Best. You can't find these movies, but you could find the 17 sequels that follow it.
Yeah.
The shitty ones that you don't want to watch. But if you want to watch RoboCop, you can't. On Netflix, you can't. But you can fucking watch RoboCop 3 and 4. I'm like, I don't want to give a shit about this. And then if you want to watch Best of the Best, sorry. But if you want to watch Best of the Best 3, not even Part 2, Best of the Best 3 and Best of the Best 4, which I had no idea that Part 4 existed.
There's a Best of the Best. Oh, yeah. No, those are on Netflix.
And I was, exactly. And I'm like, why can't I just watch the fucking original? Can I watch the original? No. Not available. So I went through this whole thing with RoboCop. And then I started going on YouTube, finding like little clips here and there. Then I started finding interviews with him.
With Peter Weller.
And then and now.
Oh.
And like back then, he was like really into the movie.
Is RoboCop your pick, by the way?
I want to make, my pick. Yeah, RoboCop.
People may have forgotten about RoboCop. I haven't seen it around.
Well, here's the thing.
Now that they're remaking it.
And that's what I wanted to get to. I was going to get there. But they're remaking it. And I was listening to this, interviews, and Peter Weller gets really, like, deep into, like, even for a RoboCop movie, he gets deep into character. Like, he keeps talking about, like, the find, you know, the moment where he finds a soul. It's like a rebirth of soul. I'm like, what? It's a fucking machine that shoots people, right? Did I fucking miss something?
Yeah, you did. You totally missed the fact that he remembers his humanity.
Like, yes, literally. That's what Peter Weller was saying.
What?
He remembers. I'm not lying. He says that he goes, what attracted me to the role. This is like Peter Weller, 1987, like behind the scenes interviews.
He's taking it serious.
Yeah, he was taking it for real serious. He was like.
Like he was RoboCop.
Yeah, he was like on the top layer. Yes, it's going to be a lot of action, a lot of drama. I'm like, drama?
But it's like...
Who the fuck? And then he was like, but at its core, you got to love actor talk, bro. At its core, it's about a man in self-discovery, about revenge, and about finding his humanity again.
Same words?
I'm not lying to you. Awesome. I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, did I miss... And then I would like, this is, mind you, this, I would watch an interview like this right after I would see the scene where he shoots the guy in the balls. And I'm like,
through the skirt.
Yeah, through the skirt. Yeah. I'm like, is this the same fucking?
Yeah.
Is this a discovery? He was the humanity?
Like, that's the clip between him.
Yeah. I'm like, what happened? What's going on? And
he found his humanity by shooting that guy's balls off. Larry, come on.
There's a guy that posted a video called, I don't know if it's the top 10 or the 10, but he posted reasons why I cannot support the
new RoboCop.
The new RoboCop 2013, right? Which actually would not be 2014, but whatever. Right. So if you it's a YouTube video clip that it's all audio, and he just puts a picture of the new RoboCop suit and the guy who's playing him.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks throughout the whole thing. It's 28 minutes of pure solid comedy gold.
Really?
It is amazing.
He's like the best robot. He's the president of the RoboCop fan club.
Yes. Yes. And I may get my card revoked for this, but he gets so into it that like at first he goes, look, this is just my opinion. This is the reason people keep posting me and telling me that, you know, how can I judge a movie before it comes out? So these are the reasons why I could, you know, judge it and so on and so on. And he spends a lot of time on reason number one, which I forget what reason number one was, right? But who cares?
Because that's not the real reason.
Yeah, because then he gets to reason number two, and he says that apparently the actor, Joel, whatever his
name
is.
The new guy?
Yeah, the new guy. He said he made a statement that Peter Weller did a phenomenal job, and he was a big fan of Peter Weller. But then he said, but I'm like, there's going to be a lot more acting in this movie, and it's going to be more than not just jaw acting.
Oh,
this guy that posted the video took so much offense. You would have thought he was Peter Weller's son or some shit. Like, you would have. He goes,
he's the one that was the jaw acting coach.
Yeah.
I taught him. You don't understand.
Oh,
I
shit.
Was the one.
You like you?
I brought
you
out the issues.
You cannot fucking disrespect Peter Weller's jaw acting, and he got so mad, dude. He
That's so,
so
funny.
Up until that point, he had he was like keeping it. No, you know,
keeping it friendly,
civil, right? And then he just all of a sudden at minute like 7 just fucking blows up because of what Joel Kinnaman said. And then he was like, "And no more jaw acting. Fuck you, Joel Kinnaman. Fuck you, Joel Kinnaman.
He says that.
I swear to everything holy on earth. Fuck you, Joel Kinnaman. Wow. Who the fuck do you think you are? Fuck you, Joel Kinnaman. Oh, there's not gonna be a, literally. Oh, there's gonna be jaw acting.
What
the fuck do you think you are? Fuck you, Joel Kinnaman." And I was like, this is the shit. I honestly was listening to this in the background of like, I was like doing some other shit, but like listening to it. And then when he gets to this shit, like, fuck you, Joel Kinnaman. I'm like, this is amazing. He fucking goes off with the whole rant. Basically, it's, and I commented, it's one of the very,
so that
few,
was like the switch flipped.
Yeah.
And he lost
it. And then awesome. I honestly didn't even get through 28 minutes. I honestly just got through 15 minutes because I was laughing and I'm like, this is awesome. I don't need to hear anymore. I'm good. I'm like, this is great. He literally goes through this whole thing about, he's basically the gist on the cliff notes of this is he can't support the new movie because the old movie was a classic and there's no reason to change it. That's it. That's the cliff notes. He's such a big fan of the original.
Wow.
That they're, and then he starts nitpicking. Oh, the costume is shit. The costume is shitty. The new suit is shitty. It's a shitty. He literally puts on the screen reason number 4, shitty suit. Shitty.
Wow.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
This is one of those guys.
He points out a leaked script. Apparently there was a script that was leaked out.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about all these, oh, he talks about all the amazing actors that are going to be in it. Samuel L. Jackson, Michael Keane as a bad guy.
Oh.
He's talking about, he's like, yeah, but that's let's awesome. Not forget, like, people are acting like if a supporting cast makes a movie. Let's not forget that Sam Jackson has made shit movies. Michael Keane has made shit movies. And I was like, I don't think Michael
Which one? Michael Keane?
I don't think Michael Keane.
Maybe Multiplicity, but that's about
what?
It.
What? Shit your fucking face.
I don't remember
fuck
liking
you,
it.
Mike Mercadal.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Mike Mercadal.
Fuck you, Mike Mercadal. Your jaw acting.
Bro, he got so angry. But he was like, awesome. I was like, I don't, Multiplicity was amazing. I love that movie.
I guess I have to see it again.
Dude, I love that movie. Yeah, honorable mention. Put it up on the board. Multiplicity, bro. Haven't we done that movie already?
I don't know. Maybe you've, I think you may have picked that as an old school pick.
I gotta look back, man.
I know it's not on the list, but. Maybe we talked about it before.
That movie's awesome. That movie's really fucking funny, man. I didn't know he was a comedic actor because as a kid, I just knew him from Batman. I was too young to watch, you know, Mr. Nanny or Mr. Mom yeah. or whatever. And so I didn't know him as a comedic actor. So when I saw him in this movie, I'm like, he's a fucking comedy. Give me a fucking break. You know, he used to be stand up.
Yeah. Someone had told me that. And then I was like, oh, that's interesting. Yeah. But I never really
All right,
saw
anyways, go.
You,
forward.
That guy is mad.
That guy was
You just had. Vivid. The that guy's RoboCop moment with Multiplicity.
Well, I was like,
hey. Fuck you,
Mike Mercadal.
Fuck you, Joel, whatever his name is.
Joel Kinnaman. But I lost it loud. Like, this is amazing. Look it up. It's on YouTube. The fucking guy's rant is reasons why I can't support. That's his thing. Reasons why. And I'm like, the whole time I'm trying to find his name. Like, who the fuck is this? Is this a movie critic?
That guy is a guy who thinks he has haters.
Yeah. Bro, I commented. That's one of the very few YouTube
clips I
commented.
Oh, wow. I've never commented on YouTube.
I think that was my first, maybe second. I think I've commented on other ones that are like previews for something that's for a product.
Right.
Like, oh, I bought my kids crayons and shit like that. I'm like, oh, yeah, these were good. You can find them on Amazon for cheaper. Like, shit like that. Like,
right.
And I'm like, this is quite frankly 28 minutes, almost 30 minutes of hilarity. If you would have done 15 more minutes, you would have had a headliner set at any comedy club in the country. This is amazing. This great product, great video. If anything, for the comedic value, this guy is gets so angry.
He's so.
You had
mad.
Me at the first FU Joel Kinnaman. you amazed me. And I was very like contradicting.
You're super like supportive.
Yeah. But I was like, this is amazing. And the fact that somebody could go off on such a huge rant about a movie that hasn't come out yet is amazing to me. That's just astounding. Good for you, sir. Good for you.
That guy, I wonder if you look him up, he's probably
he replied to my comment.
What did he say?
I don't know because I just got the email that says so-and-so replied to your YouTube comment. And I just haven't looked it up. I'm like, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Wow. Are you kidding? That's gonna be the first. I'm like, what did he say?
Nah, I'm sure.
Did he say fuck you, Nary?
Nah, it's just gonna be some shit.
Fuck you, Nary signs.
Fuck you, Nary signs. Fuck you. Cool, man. Cool. Like, it's just amazing to me. Anyways,
that's awesome.
Sorry. Go on to your old school pick.
Well, no, we got to review the old school picks because sweet.
Oh, did you watch it?
Kris Kringle, best of the best, is fucking awful. It is so bad.
I don't understand these words.
Well, I will say this. Eric Roberts' hair is amazing.
Right?
It's beautiful.
Really? You thought the movie was bad? I thought it was like... the movie was bad, I think it's bad good.
No, it's not even good.
Or good bad, I should say.
It's...
Not even the fighting scenes?
Okay, I'll tell you this. It has...
By the way, it was Taekwondo. I know last week I said Kenpo. It was Taekwondo.
It's Taekwondo. Here's the thing. They're on the karate team. That's the whole thing. I know it came out in the 80s when it was like... karate classes and taekwondo class. Everybody was going, doing some martial arts class or whatever. But they didn't delineate. Like, this was, they're two completely different things. Like, you know, a taekwondo tournament. And then so the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? Like, they're doing a tournament, a team tournament.
Yeah, USA versus...
with points, but it's full con... Like, the whole thing, I was like, that's not how... Because that's not how it works. So, in my mind...
give me a fucking break. You're doing that bullshit?
Hold on. I tried not to think about it that way, but then they had Ahmad Rashad being the okay, first of all,
because he was a go-to
sports guy
in the 80s.
No, I don't think it's wrong that they picked him. I think that the fact that they would televise live taekwondo tournament from Korea.
Yeah, but I mean, you're really nitpicking at bullshit.
Look, you want me to get into the story that they slowly reveal they kill the guy's brother,
right?
And then he has to defend his honor. Eric Roberts' son gets into a car accident, a coma for no reason.
Not for no reason. It's to show that he. No, whoa, hold on. No, it's not for no reason.
It just happens so suddenly in the movie. I was watching it.
He gets a phone call.
And he's like, oh my God, click.
And he has to go. And the coach is like, yo, you go. You're out of the team.
Yeah, but it's just so. Of course, his kid got into a car. Of course, he's gonna go. Like this.
Yeah, but that just builds the. Oh, what's he gonna do? Because he's gonna.
Like James Earl Jones would really be like, fuck your kid. He's gonna die, but you have to win this.
He did it at the end. He accepted him anyways.
Of course, because it's an 80s movie.
But I you're being very like old, way like
acting
ridiculously
was
overly critical. I think
you're. This is one prime example of you having real strong kid eyes.
No, man, I understand it's cheesy. I understand the acting is cheesy. I haven't defended the acting.
Yeah,
the acting. Have I defended the acting?
The only even James Earl Jones is rough.
Have
in that
I
movie.
Defended the acting?
No,
I am fully aware.
I just don't like the story. Like Chris Penn is the cowboy from Miami. He's from Miami.
Uh-huh.
And the whole time I was like, well, why is that?
My ex-girlfriend's brother and yeah, they really did rodeos and team rodeo. And
sure, but he's white.
And they, no, he's not white. He's
Chris
Cuban.
Penn is white.
Yeah, which is even rarer. Wouldn't it be even rarer to get a Cuban, a Cuban cowboy from Miami? Don't you think that's rarer than getting a white cowboy from Miami?
In Miami? No.
You're nitpicking at shit.
No, it's just like the whole time I was watching it,
This is not even like when you nitpicked about Ninja 3: The Domination. When you talked about the music, the score, the synthesizer.
No.
That's shit. I understand that was shit. Terrible. But you're nitpicking at shit. It's like, oh, they did a slow reveal. Who the fuck cares?
Like the flashbacks.
Oh, like, and you're saying, why would they televise a Taekwondo? That's what fucking gets you?
Yeah, little
that's
thing.
That's what stops you?
Yeah, it did. Like the movie is full of shit. I know.
But that's why.
I know.
But it's a fucking Taekwondo tournament. Like, you can still watch Bloodsport and be like, no, totally believable.
Bloodsport, I'll tell you right now, Bloodsport is more believable because the guy dies, they kill him, they do a full contact.
First of all, it's not more believable because there's a secret full contact contest, that tournament that the FBI knows about. That's not more fucking believable. Okay.
But
it's a secret. Everybody fucking knows about it. There's a reporter asking about it.
Yeah.
Why the fuck is there a secret? It's not a secret.
But this movie, it's just like, I'll tell you, I guess because the acting was bad and like,
but the acting was weird. It's expected bad.
In terms of story, I'm not even talking about acting. I'm talking about story. There's a lot of stuff thrown in there where they're like, yeah, that sounds good. Put that in there. Like, yo, his wife died. Yeah. Give him a kid. Yeah. Give him a kid. Like, it doesn't seem like it makes it. It's just like an excuse to get to the fighting. And there wasn't that much fighting.
What? He okay, so you're saying that Eric Roberts' character, who is a single dad, that was thrown in there for no reason. Like, why can't he just?
It just feels a lot of.
But you're saying
the whole movie felt forced.
But you're saying for no reason. What other reason would there be other than that's his character? His character just happened to be a single dad.
Yeah, I guess it's just the acting.
Like, I don't fucking understand.
Like, a good actor could have made that story more enjoyable for me. But the whole time I was just like,
He loves his kid.
There was not enough fighting. I don't give a shit about the training. Fucking fight.
Oh, no, our training's great.
The training's good, but fight. They got to train for something. And then at the end, they fight the way the tournament.
Papa Tommy.
Yeah, yeah.
That was amazing.
There, you know, and he stands there, and spoiler alert. I would have spoiled. They fucking Rockied the ending because they lost.
So any sports movie in which they lose is Rocky.
After Rocky,
that do you know how many movies fall into that category?
A lot. Yeah, but the
more so than winning.
No,
it's almost hackier. Because you can make the fucking main guy win. That's like okay, it's expected. It's expected now.
Yeah, Karate Kid. That shit. Karate Kid wins.
Okay.
Danny LaRusso wins.
I said yes. I don't know if you heard that. I said yes. You have your
Varsity Blues. They win.
Yeah, that's a shit movie. I don't know if you want to compare.
I like that,
that
movie.
That's a shit movie.
Oh, it's better than Best of the Best.
No.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Yeah, all right.
Best of the Best has the excuse of being made in the 80s. Varsity Blues was shit in the 2000s.
I like Varsity Blues. Varsity Blues is not shit.
It is shit.
It's your opinion.
No.
It's a fact. All right.
You know why Varsity Blues is shit? Because a few years later, they made Friday Night Lights. And that's a real fucking football. That's a completely different movie. Yes. As fucking Best of the Best is a completely different movie from Varsity Blues. Yeah, you in still compare those two.
No, but I'm talking about
what?
Because we're talking about movies that end with a win.
But so you're able to compare those two, but you're not able to compare fucking Varsity Blues, which loses at the end.
What?
Friday Night Lights, which they lose at the end.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
It's a great movie though, because if you're talking about just the very specific thing of losing.
There's two different movies. We've gotten that. Right. We've gone through the story before. You're able to compare Best of the Best with Varsity Blues. Yeah, I can't compare Varsity Blues with Friday Night Lights when they both have to deal with high school football.
Yeah, in what context are we comparing our Varsity Blues and
every
Best
aspect?
Of the
There's no aspect in which Varsity Blues is better in. Maybe soundtrack.
I would rather watch Varsity Blues 100 times than watch Best of the Best. Best of the Best is a piece of shit.
I think it's a bad piece of shit, though. I think it's a good piece of shit, though. That's what I'm trying to say.
You want to give it the good bad rating?
I think you
should watch it just for the Eric Roberts hair. Just for the Eric Roberts. I'm serious.
I think aside from bad acting, which is expected in an 80s movie,
that's enough.
You have not given a reason why the movie's bad. Everything that you've nitpicked has been
Give me the fuck out of here. Stop. The structure of the story is terrible.
You're saying
they're incorporating. Let me defend you. You're saying that I'm not giving you anything. Mm-hmm. The structure of the story is terrible.
Why?
Hold on.
I don't understand.
Stop.
What
the structure of the story is terrible because they have plot points that are overused, very cliched plot points that has nothing to do with the acting. It's very, very overused stuff. And it's because it was made in the 80s and every 80s movie had that.
Okay.
Bad.
Top Gun has the same things, by the way.
What are you talking
about? Top Gun has plot points that are very cliche and very overused.
Sure. But Top Gun is a better movie because the other stuff salvages it. The
gayness?
Let me finish my fucking point. If you're going to argue me on a point, argue me on the point.
The gayness salvages
Top Gun? The gayness salvages it.
Go ahead.
Yes, the fighter jets, the way it was shot, the action, the soundtrack, the love, whatever the fuck you want to say. It all salvages it with the cliche.
I'll give you that. The soundtrack is amazing. The
soundtrack's amazing.
I'll give you that.
The story's very structured. Eric Roberts is a bad actor. He's just bad. He's just not. The acting is bad. The other guys in the movie are bad. The fucking guy with that, he's the tech guy. And then they have the Zen guy. And then they have the trainer that he has computer programs and history, or whatever. But he doesn't know that the fucking guy killed the Tommy Lee's brother.
He's going to have those records. James Earl Jones withheld those records.
Oh, okay. Fine. It's that,
you
like
see,
that,
I just all wrong of those and are, get upset that I
I'm not.
You
you're
wrong.
Not proving me wrong. You're adding to the story, but like, yeah, okay. So they threw like they just add. It's just a lot of bullshit. Chris Penn, it doesn't look like a fighter. He doesn't look like he should be there. He looks like the guy that they like. Oh, he's an actor. Let's make it credible.
And the bar fight was another fight scene.
I'll give you this. The Taekwondo fights at the end. The moves were great. It was choreographed horribly. there's like, it's just terrible. Like, it's not fun to watch, man.
I disagree.
You're
I,
watching, that, you have kid eyes for this movie.
I've fucking just been watching a bunch of YouTube clips on them. I'm telling you.
You have kid eyes for the movie, man. That's the only way to explain. The movie is terrible.
The movie is a bad movie. I'll give you, it's an 80s movie. I don't even want to say the word bad.
It was a waste of time. I feel, my opinion
okay.
is that Best of the Best is a bad movie and a waste of time, except for the Eric Roberts hair. If you want to argue me on my opinion,
no, I'm not arguing your opinion. I think that your opinion is based on.
I don't want to argue your opinion, but I'm going to.
No,
argue
I'm not arguing your opinion. I just think that your opinion is based on nitpicking. So there's no way to argue that because you're nitpicking.
Nitpicking is picking out details of a whole that are bad.
Yes, that's exactly.
That's what why I'm picking bad. That's you're why nitpicking. There's enough nitpicking. There's enough for me to nitpick in that movie to say it's bad.
The only thing that I agree with you on, and that again I'm not defending, and I wouldn't, is the acting. The acting is bad. But it's expected
there's
from an 80s
there's a
movie.
Line. There's a line in the movie.
You want to talk about bad plot points? Really? The Top Gun, the whole teacher relationship with the whole like. There's no need for that.
Yeah, fucking that forbidden plot point. Love.
Yeah, that's all fucking forced. That's we need a romantic lead in this movie.
Sure.
Yeah, that's all forced.
Yeah.
No need.
That's
for that.
The same reason. But they did the stuff that they were supposed to do. All the fighting and all the jets and all that shit. They did it way better than Best of the Best does Taekwondo.
Yeah, it's also done from later, but whatever. It's fine.
No, Top Gun came before Best of the Best.
I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't.
I don't. I thought Best of the Best was 89.
Mm-hmm. So you were saying?
It's bad. It's terrible. All
right.
The what was my pick? Now I got all hot route. Empire Records, good. Not, I remember being funnier, but it was good.
Yeah, I don't remember that movie being funny. I saw it once, and it was years ago, but I don't remember it being funny.
It had funny moments. I just remember enjoying it. It was good. I mean, it was a weird kind of like time capsule of the 90s. Like Renee Zellweger, like they all have. It's like they tried to make a Breakfast Club.
Right.
That's what it was.
Right.
But it was cool. The music
was
cool.
Funny. I like Breakfast Club a lot. I just don't know why all the hype about it. I like the movie a lot. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Like, there are some, especially with Hughes movies, like Say Anything. I'm like, I don't see. What
yeah, yeah. There's some. There's some
anything.
Of those movies that I don't like.
First Bruce Day Off, phenomenal.
The best. That's one of his best. I think his best movie. My favorite movie.
But I'm like. Then I saw like Breakfast Club, which I like,
mm-hmm.
but it gets like automatically put into a Hall of Fame type of deal where it's like, oh yeah, it's that, oh yeah, that's classic, and I'm like, yeah.
That one has the reputation it does it has because of the time that it came out, and it was like pinpoint, like very laser accurate for the time it came out. And
wouldn't that be like Clueless though? Clueless did the same.
Clueless,
thing?
Yeah, Clueless. There's a lot of people that love fucking that movie.
But Clueless doesn't get the love that this other movie does.
Well,
I'm not saying it should. I'm just saying like for the reason that gave.
Yeah,
I like again,
Clueless is a great movie.
Going on the record, I really like Breakfast Club, but I just don't see where everybody's like, oh, automatic Hall of Fame. I'm like, it's
good. It's a great movie.
I don't say great. I think it's really good.
I think it's a great movie. I mean, it is what it is. It's a good.
Like Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Now you watch that, and you go, oh,
that's a great
timeless.
That's a timeless movie. Breakfast Club, I think, has some timeless. It can be considered timeless if you watch it, if you present it right. Like if you just show anybody, if you show someone who has zero context or someone who's too young to get
that's
that
what
movie,
I'm saying. That's why it's not timeless to me. Because yeah. if you show somebody who's 20 years old right now, they won't get the whole 80s reference. So they're going to be like, if they're 20 right now, they're exactly 20, not 27, not 28, they're 20 right now.
To get Breakfast Club?
To get Breakfast Club, they won't say, oh my God, what a great movie. They'll be like, all right, it wasn't bad.
They'll be like, oh, that was a good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
But it wouldn't impact them.
But if you show somebody who's 20 years old, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, you'd be like, no, that was a fucking bad. That's great.
Or they'll there's more to enjoy there.
Right.
Because
that's my point. That's
Breakfast
why it's
Club
not,
gets really heavy.
That's why it's not timeless. Yeah. yeah
so does.
Say Anything gets extremely heavy. Like, you go. This is supposed to be a comedy?
Yeah.
Her fucking dad is embezzling money? Like, this is a lot of heavy shit. He goes to prison? There's a lot of heavy shit going on here.
Yeah. Those are some good movies. But, yeah, a lot of those John Hughes movies have that dramedy element where they get heavy. Ferris Bueller even gets heavy at the end with Cameron. Have you ever heard the theory that the Fight Club theory for Ferris Bueller?
He never went out.
That all of those people exist in Cameron's mind.
I've never heard that theory. It's a pretty stupid theory, though.
No, you have to read it. Someone goes through it in real detail, where it's like, it's Cameron Ferris Bueller is Cameron's Tyler Durden. All the stuff that he would want to say.
I
get what they're
trying to say, but I'm like, I don't. But yeah. Everybody at school knew he was out. Like, he created all that. He created all those.
All right.
Because in Fight Club, he just created one guy.
Right.
Everything else still happened.
Everything else happened around that one. Yeah, he was the one guy.
Yeah, he was the one guy. Right. So Meatloaf, he still met Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
He still met
Robert Paulson. His name is Robert Paulson.
He still met Bonham Carter. Helena Bonham Carter. So even though it was him,
yeah.
In his mind, he met them as Tyler. Okay,
right.
But it wouldn't make sense for Ferris Bueller's Day Off because people at school knew he was out sick.
But they said that it was all imagined, that literally everything happens in his mind.
You could say that about any movie.
Of course.
And that's like the way you destroyed
Mannequin. Yeah, I destroyed that movie. You watch it now. Have you seen it since then?
No, I saw Mannequin 2. I told you. I thought Mannequin 2 was great. I really stand by Mannequin 2 a lot. So. You know what else I saw the other day? Not too long ago, maybe a couple weeks ago, and I just go, I don't see it, is The Rocketeer.
Oh, that's one of my favorite movies.
I'm like, I don't see it. I don't get it.
I'm drawn to that style, that era. I love the look of that era, the planes.
Did you like Forever Young?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a good one, too.
That was a great one, too.
Okay.
It's more current, but
it starts off in that time frame.
I love that whole era of, like, that art deck. I like, visually, I love all that shit. Yeah, so. Yeah.
I recant my statement of the movie's cheesy. Mm-hmm. I don't think the movie's as cheesy as I remember it being.
Right.
But I just don't think it's a good movie either. I'm like, I don't want to keep watching this.
I like it. It has
anything for what's her name?
Yeah, Jennifer Connelly. Right?
Yes. Has she been like beautiful forever?
She has. Yeah,
she's been beautiful
since
that age. But she looks like she's been beautiful like that same age.
Yeah. She doesn't look like one of those girls. She has not gotten old.
Jennifer Connelly in The Rocketeer and Jennifer Connelly in A Beautiful Mind are the same age. They're fucking same age.
Yeah, you're right.
They're fucking college students and they look like college students.
I didn't even think
about that. How the fuck are you that beautiful and you're able to play a college student in two different movies that you did 2 decades apart from each other?
Wow.
How the fuck?
That's an amazing observation. I didn't even realize.
When I saw it the other day, I'm like, is she the same fucking Jennifer Connelly? What is she doing? Like,
she's great, man. That's one of those.
It looks as if, like, that Jennifer Connelly.
She sucks the life.
Like, that Jennifer Connelly.
She's a succubus.
Came through the fucking time frame and was in Beautiful Mind. And I was like, this is the same chick.
Yeah.
Was this movie made in 94 and then the next one made in 96? Is that what happened?
They just held the release till later. No, man. That's true. I didn't even notice that. Well, let's get to the other pick is Just Friends was really funny. And there's some parts in that movie that I'd forgotten about that were, bro, just balls out laughing. Like, there's one scene, we'll just talk about it real quick. The one scene that when he goes to drop, he rents a Porsche and it's snowing, whatever, and he picks a girl up and he's like doing all the things wrong. And then he does like a weird hug thing with the girl where he just like shakes her instead of kiss hug thing. He just kind of like grabs her and shakes her. Then he gets back in the car. She walks to the house and he starts freaking out in the car like, I can't believe I did. What are you? He's making all these weird noises.
You talked about that last week though.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
But then she comes back as she walks back up to the window and she's like watching him like, and she like knocks on the window and he's like, and then she's like, I left my keys are in. And he's like, and he just like rolls down the window like a crack. He goes, I died at that part. Because that I've done that before. Like after you get like a successful date where you're like, yeah, I'm really, you do like a little happy dance. You're like all pumped up and stuff like that. If the girl I was pumped up like that saw
that's
me do that.
That's been done in 10,000 movies.
Yeah, I know. But that's, what do you, you're just pissed because that Best of the Best is a piece of shit. You're just mad because you like shit.
But I agree that it's shit. I just think it's good shit.
Nah.
There's a difference. Like, we know the difference between shit and good shit. Like, we know that there is some shit that's shit, but we still like it. You know, prime example of that. Ninja 3 the Domination.
Ninja 3 the Domination. But this one, I
love Ninja 3
the Domination. Yeah, that's your go-to for, it's like, it's so bad, it's good.
It's so bad, but it's amazing.
Best of the Best is not.
FYI, I saw a YouTube clip on the 10 worst death scenes in movies.
Huh?
And Ninja didn't come out, but Ninja did.
The first one?
The Revenge of the Ninja.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. how bad this shit was. There's another one, I forget the name of it, where there's a fucking giant shark and people are jumping off a yacht and he's eating, the shark is eating a hole and they literally change his size.
Yeah.
To capture them to be able to, and then he's, and then he changes size again to suck up one guy in a jet ski.
Yeah.
Like it's really, the animation of it is just so horrible. Yeah.
The effects are bad. That movie had, I think, is one of those lines that, I think that shark movie, I forget what it's called, but there's like, there's one of those, like those bad acting lines. You want to talk about bad acting? It's like one of these movies that has the line where it's like, what do you say? They're like, oh, well, let's go home. I was like, yeah, or let, I guess that happened or something. They're ending the night and then this guy turns to the girl and says, what do you say? I take you home and go eat that pussy. And then she's like, okay. Or she's like, uh-huh. Like, yeah, that well, sounds like a great idea.
There's one of them that they do that cheesy shit where, and I'm sorry, we're going long, but I'm just going to stop this now. But there's one of them where he goes, I think the movie's called Unbeatable or whatever.
Okay.
And it's a fighting movie. And two guys, it's like, just typical 80s that they take off their shirt before they fight and they flex. And one guy, the good guy's winning, whatever. He at one point throws him against a wall and he gets a nail stuck in his eye. There was a nail just hanging out from a wall right at eye level. And like the bad guy gets slammed against the wall and he has his eye taken out. Doesn't die.
Right.
Because apparently it wasn't long enough to reach the brain.
But it pokes him in the eye. Pokes
him in the eye. Yeah. And he's like one-eyed now. So they keep on fighting, whatever. And he does this move where he swings at him. The good guy ducks, does some back kick shit where the other eye goes into a fucking hook.
Like it just happens to be.
Well, they're like in a factory in a warehouse. They're like in a warehouse. Okay. Whatever. So there's a
nails hook. And hooks everywhere.
And so there's a hook. And then he's like struggling in the hook, and then he presses the button, and the hook goes up. Whatever the hook,
and it
like,
picks him up.
The hook picks him up by the eye, but he's still like
by the eye socket.
Yeah, but he's still like moving around and wiggling. And then the girl that he saved, the good guy saves, says the cheesiest line and says something like I forget what it was, like
While the guy's hanging by.
While the guy's hanging, he goes, hang around or something. Or I guess he'll be hanging around or something like that.
Hanging out for a while.
But she said something. It was something about his eye. It was a pun with eye or vision. Or I guess he didn't see that coming or some shit like that, right?
Yeah.
And then the guy goes, see you later.
Yeah. Hooray!
YouTube that shit, man. YouTube.
The world's worst death scenes.
Worst movie death scenes. It's fucking great.
So, your pick was RoboCop.
What was your pick? We didn't even get to your pick yet.
Jesus. No, it'll be really quick. I don't know if I used this one already.
I'll tell you.
So, I Married an Axe Murderer.
No, we haven't used that one.
I love that movie. Mike Myers. That's where the Fat Bastard voice came from when he plays his dad.
Right, right.
That movie's great. Hid Pants, no!
I actually haven't seen that movie.
No?
No.
You're not, oh, you have to see it.
Okay.
That's a good one. I like that movie a lot.
What was the pick? What was the user pick? Not the user one. The
honorable mention to... You gonna pause it?
No, it's fine. Holy shit. What is she wearing? That can't be real. There's a picture of Kim Kardashian that has surfaced. That can't be real.
Maybe?
That can't be real.
Wow.
And they put my friend just sent me a text with the picture, and they did a side-by-side comparison with
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian on the red carpet with a floral dress that just looks...
like muddy.
I hope to God that it's a fake. Anyways, they did it side by side with her and Mrs. Doubtfire, which
great looks movie. Pretty good. Mrs. Doubtfire. What was it? Did you?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I'll find it out. Whatever with the anyways. So we ran late, so we're not gonna do the spoiler.
We can. Let's just spoil the fuck out of if you have not seen Iron Man 3 yet.
Stop listening right
stop
now.
Stop listening right now.
Right now. We'll stop it.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
So Mike and I have done an Iron Man 3 movie review, including spoilers, a shitload of them. If you guys are interested in listening to it, it's a great conversation, I think. But we will put that after the song. So the episode is technically over. We're going to put the song. And after the song, you could go ahead and tune in to the Iron Man 3 movie review with Mike and I. That's how winning is done.
Legend of the Phoenix, huh. All ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
So we saw Iron Man and
Iron Man 3.
Did you Iron Man 3, right? Did you and you liked the movie?
I really liked it. You seem to have issue with the way
I have a lot of here's I compared it. This is how I compared it, and I think to some extent you may agree. Iron Man 3 to me had it was very much like Dark Knight Returns. Had major fucking plot holes. Major holes in the story, major holes in, right, in right, a right. lot of shit. Had a lot of major areas were problematic. But if you're willing to overlook those, it was a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
That's the way I felt about Dark Knight Returns. We've all met. I'm not gonna go through that again. We've got
Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight. I'm sorry. Dark Knight Rises. Yes. Yeah. So we've all heard my rants about Dark Knight Rises and the problems with Bane, the karate chop, all that shit. We've heard that.
Right.
This is the way I feel about Iron Man 3. There's a lot of plot points that I'm like, this is bullshit, and you fucked this up.
Right.
But if you're willing to overlook them, a fucking great movie.
You're talking about the Mandarin thing. We're going to spoil it.
There's two things. There's two things. The Mandarin thing, the way they made the Mandarin a fucking punk.
Yeah.
They made him a piece of shit.
Like a drug addict, alcoholic.
Yeah. They made him an actor. Yeah. He's an actor. He's not a real character. They literally made him a character within the movie, I guess.
Yeah.
Where the Mandarin doesn't really exist. And I'm like, you fucked up what is perhaps one of the best villains in comic book history. Like, he's a fucking amazing. A lot of people don't know about the Mandarin as a villain because they know, like, a Joker. And they know, like, you know, Lex Luthor's and
right.
They know, like, you know, whatever.
The Mandarin was a big deal. It was a big 90s villain. There was a whole the saga of the Ten Rings and all that shit.
The Ten Rings. The rings were fucking alien I say, you don't have to make them alien, even though you could because you've already introduced aliens in the Avengers.
Before in the Avengers. Yeah,
so I thought in my mind that they would make the rings a technological weapon,
right?
That there would be because you have fucking suits of armor that fly,
yeah.
So you could introduce them as
big giant flying air bases,
yeah. So you could introduce them as technical. And I just hate the fact that they destroyed the Mandarin as a character. They picked the greatest actor to portray him,
and he did a great job portraying it.
Both of it,
yeah. He did. He did a fantastic job, but.
The writers fucked up.
Yeah.
And they
could have.
And here's the thing. If you don't read the comics, you don't know this. So for you, it's fine.
Yeah.
But for somebody who reads the comics, you're like, and I'm all for taking liberties, man. I'm all for
different ways to tell a story. It just sucks that they did it that way.
But to me, that's such a huge character to fuck up and totally just wipe your ass with it that I'm like, I don't know if that's forgivable. That's a huge character. Unless
that now that he, remember, because at the end he becomes a little more famous. What if then later on he finds the Ten Rings, this shitty actor finds the Ten Rings and becomes the real Mandarin? That would be a way to pull it back. Because remember the guy?
You can't.
It would be a stretch.
One, it's a stretch. It just feels like it would be a pull. It feels like you're just...
It's a reach. It's a reach.
So that's the one prop point.
That's one of the main ones.
That's the main one, I think.
What was the other one?
I haven't told you this yet. Because the more I sit and think about this movie, the more I'm like, okay. The whole movie, 70%, and I love that they do this, right? 80% of the movie, he's out of the suit, right? I love the fact that they do this because I love Robert Downey Jr. as an actor.
Right.
And I don't want to just see his fucking face with lights in front of it.
Right.
So I understand why they do every movie and each Iron Man movie, they find a reason why he's out of the suit so much.
Right.
Right. Which is one of the difficulties in doing an Iron Man is that you have
to... Or any kind of special effects heavy, or like the Hulk, right? Because the Hulk turns into a CG person.
Right. So you have to find reasons why the actor is the actor and not the character. Right. I get that. So I love that as a matter of... Not only do I get it, but I love it. I love Robert Downey Jr. and I would fucking see him read a phone book from his app because we don't have phone books anymore. And so my point is, so 80% of the movie, he's out of the suit. Because the suit that he was in got damaged heavily. Mm-hmm. And he's repairing the suit. And it's the drama of him trying to repair the suit with limited resources and power up the suit and get...
Right, and get back to...
And then at the end of the movie, he says one fucking command and there's 80 other suits to his disposal.
Oh.
80 fucking suits to his disposal.
I get it.
What the fuck? How about doing that? Like, here's the thing. As a movie reason, I understand you need to see more Robert Downey Jr. But with that said, you can't just give me one simple fucking command. Hey, Jarvis, it's time. And every fucking Iron Man suit that he's ever built comes out and fucking plays. And he could get into each and every single one of them.
Well, that was cool as shit, though.
Yeah. We were fucking jerking off. We were miming the jerk off moments. Like, oh my God, this is amazing. But then the more I sit and think about it, I'm like, wait a minute.
That's true.
You just...
That's a valid point.
Why don't you just call one of the fucking thousands of fucking suits, seemingly thousands of suits.
Did he have...
Jarvis when he goes, where is he? In Miami. All right, well, send me a suit. How about that, Jarvis? Send me a fucking suit. Again, for the movie reason... For the actor's reason, I completely understand why they did because they want.
But for the story.
But for the story, you need to find a fucking better way of getting those. Like, there needs to be something like, sorry, sir, there's something that's blocking the fucking door, or there's something that's blocking. We can't get those suits out right now. Like, if you would have hey, it, whatever, a welcome party, whatever the fuck the command was. I forgot what the command was.
House
you,
party.
Yeah, if you would have said that and. And then Jarvis is like, sir, we can't do that because it's on the robo right now, or some shit like.
Yeah, the doors are not working.
The fucking satellite's not in place. And maybe that's another thing that somebody else had to. You have to come up with a reason why now you can do it and you couldn't have done it earlier in the movie.
Right.
Fucking bother. And I'm like, that to me is the fucking karate chopping Batman. You go, what?
Yeah.
What? He could do this the whole time. You could have just
karate chopped his in the back and he's good.
Okay.
Yeah, I see your that's a valid argument. I see it. That's a valid point.
But you're willing to overlook these tremendous fucking
plot holes. That was awesome. The way that they showed
And then he gets the fucking
healed.
Wait a minute. Fucking fixed.
It sounds like we're shitting on the movie.
You fixed Pepper Potts. Completely, from some shit.
That did she they? Had. I don't know if they registered. Did they say that?
Yeah, he said I fixed her. Oh, she was fine. He literally said I fixed her.
Oh,
and then they show him. Oh, and then while I was at it, I didn't stop. Why stop there? I fixed myself, and I'm like, but the whole point is that you couldn't fix yourself,
right?
That's why. Why didn't you do this before then?
Well, at some point in the comics, doesn't he get a completely artificial heart? Like it's like part hooked into the extremists or whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah, but at some point he gets like because I was reading up on the different armors and how like they all the different armors throughout the years that he's had, they made all the armor at the end kind of look like that.
Right.
It was really cool, man. It was a really good write up on I can't remember the name. I'll post the link up on my Twitter.
I can't. Anyways.
But
aside from those three major plot, I just hated those three things. But other than that, the movie was fucking. If you're willing to overlook story. Like sometimes we have to, Mike.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I didn't catch that part of the suit thing. But that does. Yeah, I didn't catch that until you just said it. Now I didn't even think about.
I just been thinking about it a lot this weekend.
And I didn't even think about the Mandarin thing too, because I was like, oh, that's how they're going with it. Because again, I'm not. I read the comics, but I wasn't like into the comics. Like I knew the story, but I didn't like follow the comics.
Look, I'm not like I'll be honest with you. I started reading Iron Man after the first Iron Man movie.
Right.
I'm being completely honest. I'm not going to try to be like, oh, yeah, I've been a diehard fan since I was a kid. The first Iron Man movie came out, and I'm like, oh, this is amazing. I got to get into this. And I started reading Iron Man comic books, and I read the Mandarin, and I was like, this is a badass character. And it was one of those things where I was completely late to the party, but I was in the party nonetheless. I was like, I'm fucking down for this party. I'm late, but I'm down as fuck.
Yeah.
And then it just fucked that up for me, and I'm like, I can't.
Here's what I think.
Again, if you've never read a comic book in your life, this is amazing.
I'll tell you, no, the movie was amazing. If you buy into like, this is how they do it, this is how they're telling the story, then now it raises the question of where are they going with it? Because you know it's part of a bigger world. And we were talking about it afterwards where I love that it's a part, that each movie is a self-contained thing, but it's connected to this bigger world of the Avengers. Yeah. You know what I mean? I love that idea. I love that they all live in the same, like that comic.
Well, that's, remember what I told you before, Joss Whedon, he saw the movie. Yeah. He saw a preview of the movie before it came out, and he said that the ending, he said it's causing problems for him for Avengers because he's like, how do I top that? He was saying in the aspect of how do I top that?
Right.
But I know somewhere in his mind, he's like, where do I go from here?
Right.
Because you have to tie it in somehow, some way.
Yeah, you're like, that's cool. All the suits. There were parts in that fight scene where both of us were just like, God.
Yeah,
Chris Kringle,
nerd jizz all over the fucking place.
We were both like, holy. The one part where the thing splits up.
Yeah.
It was like, that's awesome. What the hell just happened? The Hulk Buster cover, the big thing comes smashing through a wall. Like, what the fuck is that? It was just crazy chaos. The guys rehealing themselves. The effects were fucking great.
Amazing.
Pepper Potts kicking ass. Like, it was dope. It was happy not healing properly.
Guy's in a coma for God knows how long. He still has bruises. Like, we're convinced. Me and Mike are convinced that he gets into a coma early on in the movie.
Right.
And by the time the movie ends, he just comes out of the coma at the very end.
Right.
And there's been some illusion of time passing by.
Tony Stark is healed and Pepper Potts is healed.
From major surgery.
Yeah, from a heart surgery. Open heart
surgery. and a Happy wakes up from a coma, still bruised up, and we're convinced that the nurses have been jumping on him and bruising him up the whole fucking time he's been in the coma.
Like Fight Club.
Just keep punching his face like, this is better than anger management.
They're like, get on. Yeah,
just lay.
He can't feel it.
Yeah, he can't feel a thing.
He can't feel it.
I just picture the scene from Click where he's just punching fucking David Hasselhoff in the face.
Get on.
That's how I picture the nurses going that Happy. Yeah, so I picture him.
That's so funny.
Again, great movie, man.
It was so good. We were nitpicking this, but
I'm not nitpicking. There's two things I'm not nitpicking.
No. There's two things that they're big. They're big.
But again, it's just because I'm a diehard fan, and it's again, I'm not that diehard to say you can't change anything. I'm for change. There's certain things
it's disappointing.
I was one of the guys that was happy when Wolverine's claws didn't come off from the top of his hand when they came off from his knuckles.
Yeah.
I was one of those guys that were happy. Again, a true comic book guy would be like, no, his hands, claws don't come out of the... I was happy. I'm like, this, it makes it aesthetically pleasing. It's good. It's nice. It's fucking...
It adds to the element to the story. Yeah.
So I like it. But I don't appreciate the way they went with this character. Like, you just destroyed... A tremendous villain. Made him. Imagine if they would have made the fucking Joker a fucking, like, if they would have been like, hey, and he's an actor just acting crazy, like, what?
Yeah,
nah, you can't fucking
That's a good way of putting it. But in the world that they're presenting in the movies, that's what they went with. So it's like, I know, like, the Joker to me the Joker is the Batman animated series Joker, where it's a little more like chaotic and not as crazy evil. It's not as evil. He's evil, but in that, like, with the goofy faces and blown the smoke in everybody's face.
Right.
So when Dark Knight came out, I was like, that's an interesting take because Heath Ledger did it so well. Ben Kingsley was great.
Phenomenal.
It was amazing. But in the structure of the story, it doesn't take you where you see there's a lot more fertile ground.
There's great comedic beats to the movie.
Yeah, there was a lot of
good funny stuff that didn't interrupt the action, but yet was still within the action.
Because
it was within
Tony
the action,
Stark,
but it wasn't like taking you out of the, and it was really well
Robert done. Downey Jr. had a ton of great stuff. That little kid that was acting with him was great. On point. That kid was awesome. He's gonna be huge.
Mark my words, calling my shot. Anyways, that's our show, man. We're going way too long.
All right.
Thank you guys for checking us out. Check us out on iTunes. I'm sorry. On iTunes. Subscribe. Retreat. For the listener who went to the show, man.
Yeah. Who are you?
Yeah. Let's hit me up, man. Hit us up on Twitter at Nary Science, at Mike Mercadal, at Woo Bro Pod. WUBROPOD. Same thing for the Facebook, facebook.com/WUBROPOD. And make sure you hit us up with a old school pick, because that's how winning is done.